Hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you today, this fine Sunday morning?
Am this fine, chilly Sunday morning.
Oh, it's cold out there.
No, I don't know.
I just walked hardly and I'm still in shorts. It was like 50 some degrees.
Yeah, that's about it. So I think it's in the 50s here. That's chilly.
Not for me.
Comparatively.
50s is still shorts weather.
Yeah, I haven't
You don't wear shorts, do you? Yeah, you
I
do.
do. Well, they're very short shorts I wear. I don't wear like knee length shorts or anything.
Yeah, you wear the tiny whiteies.
As long as my ass cheeks are hanging out the back.
Yeah, as long as there's a string in the crack, you're okay.
But we're just joking, listeners. That's just my convention wear. I don't really
Yeah,
wear that to cons.
but he does that. He does do that. And he sleeps with the heartbeat machine with a thong on his ass.
How would you know I have a thong in my ass when I sleep?
Telltale heart. Well, I see you crawl into the covers.
Right, I forgot you watch me go to bed.
That's right.
Make sure I'm tucked in.
Make sure you're in there with your earbuds in so you don't have to hear the heartbeats.
That's right. That's why maybe I should take them out so I can hear you sneaking into the room,
Yeah.
checking out my thong as I sleep.
It's weird now because I'm getting a lot of like Facebook memories of cons this late, and I'm not used to it, but Baltimore is this late.
Oh, is this, are they doing Baltimore this year?
I think so, but I think it's later in the year
Yeah,
because of COVID.
I don't think it was this weekend.
But I have all those memories from past cons. Like, I have all the
Yeah,
pictures with the
popping up.
Star Joes. Yeah, because Star Joe's crew only goes to Baltimore. So that's where I see them.
Yeah. That's one convention that I haven't been to yet. Baltimore. Maybe someday when things get back to normal.
It's weird not going to cons anymore. It's very
Which I shouldn't say that's,
strange.
yeah.
You
That's
at
the one
least
show that you go to,
went
right?
to one. I haven't gone to any.
Yeah, and I'm considering going to Wizard World here in Chicago. Because in the past or recently, that hasn't been as crowded as C2E2, so
Yeah, but there's a lot of hungry people for cons now.
that's true. Could be busier than usual. That is a good point. Everyone's sitting at home ordering their comics on off of the eBay.
Yeah, so I got a quick story to tell you. This is an odd thing that happened while I was on vacation. I was in vacation in New Mexico.
Oh yeah, welcome back
Yeah, it
to the
was a
real
good time.
world.
It was a short time to go visit family and just hang out and eat and do stuff. Even though we don't do stuff. It's like with the COVID world, it's like hang out, you know, but don't go anywhere. But
I mean,
we did go to some restaurants and we went to like farmers markets and
I
stuff.
was gonna
And
say the real reason you're going though is to spend time with family, so.
that's usually what it's not. It's not
You're not there to
atypical.
sightsee.
Yeah, it's like, well, we still went to do stuff. Like we drove into Corrales to a farmers market, and we did go to a lot of restaurants. I ate a lot of Mexican food. I ate at my favorite place, Bob's Burgers, which to this day, if I had to request the last meal, that would be it. I mean, it hasn't changed since high school.
That's
There
awesome.
there's something about their chili that, God, it just.
Is that a chain down there, or is it just a single place?
It's a chain.
Yeah.
There's one almost everywhere, and
That's good. Then it'll probably still be
the
there
one by
when
my house in the South Valley is the hottest. You know, it's like the hottest. Like, if I go up north, the chili's not as hot, but it's still
Oh, in terms
flavorful.
of the temperature of the chili, that's
Yeah.
interesting.
Like, it by my house, it's hot. Like, I have to have a glass of water near or it'll burn. Like,
Yeah.
but I love their footlong chili dog. It's because there is no chili dog like it. And what I mean is usually it's made with like chili that you can cook in a crock pot type chili. This chili is like hot red chili. It's hot and flavorful. It's not like the beans and, like your typical chili that you find on a chili dog if you go to Wiener Schnitzel or something, which is more like a Tex chili.
Yeah.
This is hot chili, and I get it smothered in cheese and onions, and it's like the best experience ever. And their Ranchero burger is, God, it's delicious. Oh my God, it's like heaven in my mouth. I get it to a state of euphoria when I eat it. It's like, I love it. And I wish I could have it more, and I wish I could ship it here. There's a guy over here,
Yeah.
Felipe, that created taco burgers, which are big in New Mexico over here in Colorado. And he's close, but his chili is not Bob's. Like, he's close. He's got the right recipe for the taco burger, but the chili's a little off. But
Not the same,
I'll
yeah.
accept it. We go there every 2 weeks. But yeah, I love that place. But anyway, the whole story of this is, well, Harley's gonna fight with the squirrel. I better go on. Go on, man. This squirrel is—he doesn't care. But anyway, we put holds on all of our, mail. We put it on
Yeah, sure.
UPS. We put it on FedEx. And guess what? UPS delivered.
Ah, UPS.
And they delivered the heavy shit. I'm talking 2,000 halfbacks and 2,000
Oh,
bore, uh, 2,000 Mylar.
the
Because
one you wait
I've
for.
been waiting forever for those.
Yeah.
Like, I ordered those back in June. So I ordered them in June and they're getting here now.
That's not too bad, actually,
Well, it is bad because it
considering.
used to be 2 weeks.
Yeah,
But I increased the count too. I
you
used to
doubled
get
your
1,000,
size,
I used to get 2,000. And since the COVID, there's a shortage of supplies. So I'm going to order another 2,000, like
yeah.
probably this week, even though I haven't even cracked open this 2,000. Because that's going to probably take 10 to 14 weeks.
Right.
But so I'm like, shit, we have these three boxes. The halfbacks are 50 pounds each. And the Mylars are about 35, 40 pound box.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit, well, what am I gonna do? They're on the porch. And I'm like, oh, Barb's like, we'll just call the neighbor and see if they can pick them up. So Barb texts the neighbor, and the neighbor says, yeah, I can do that. And but she specifically says, take a dolly. To take it, it's heavy. Don't just try to lift it, you might hurt yourself. And he says, yeah, I'll get it. And then, well, we have a Ring doorbell, right? So I can see who's coming to the
So you're gonna
door.
watch
And
him.
yeah,
Yeah.
and he sends his daughter, who's like less than 90 pounds, over to pick it, and she gets the first one, and she's struggling, and that's the Mylar. And then she does the second one, and then I see his wife come over and lift the next one, and I'm like, holy shit, what the fuck? They didn't use a dolly or anything, and I'm like, what the hell? And you can hear them like struggling with the box because they're heavy. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe they just did that. This is like watching Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And seeing that little woman lift John Candy's trunk out of the truck, you know, and he says, well, she had 14 kids and she can carry anything. And it's like, okay, wow. So I felt really bad. I'm like, wow, they lifted all this shit. But anyway, we get home and Barb contacts him and calls, you know, says, come on over. Can we come over to pick up the boxes? And I got him gift cards for doing that, because not only did it require lifting, but it required space. They had to
Yeah,
keep that in the
storage space,
garage.
yeah.
And UPS was already going to charge me, you know, for that. They didn't charge me because they didn't do it, but they were going to charge me for it, for
Cool.
vacation hold. So I got some cards for him, gift cards, and was taking him over. And he's
Oh,
coming.
really, they charge for
Yeah, they do now.
vacation hold?
It's
Do they all,
crazy.
or just
No,
the just
UPS has
US?
gotten ridiculous now. They
No, yeah, the
charge.
post office doesn't.
No, post office doesn't, FedEx doesn't, UPS just changed recently.
Okay. So they charged you and didn't even do
No, they have you put your credit card information in, and then when they put it on hold, they charge you.
They
They
charge
so
you, okay.
they never charged me.
So they got your credit card ready to take your money and they just
They
didn't do
didn't
it.
do it. Yeah. So anyway, we get here. I am smart. I say I'm gonna go grab a dolly and get the stuff over here. I go over there and he's getting out of his car. And I see he's on oxygen and I'm like, oh fuck. You know, he got COVID or something weird.
Yeah, something's
And
going
all I
on.
can think of is like that, you know, a lot of things racing through my mind. And I was like, well, that makes total sense why he didn't pick up the
Yeah,
boxes.
then you feel bad. Oh, great. I asked this guy to carry 90-pound boxes for
Well, I felt bad for that because I asked it in the first place, but I didn't know he was on oxygen. He's a decade younger than me. He wasn't on oxygen before we, you know,
Yeah.
what happened. So, but in all fairness, I hadn't really had a conversation with him since July.
Right, because yeah,
But
COVID's keeping
as he's
people
walking
inside.
up his pavement to open the garage, he's huffing and puffing. He can't breathe. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? I said, I wasn't aware that you were on oxygen. What happened? And he said, I got COVID. And he said, I got it back in July. And now he's dealing with the ramifications. Like, he doesn't have COVID, but he's dealing with
Right,
what it
the
did to
damage it
him.
made, yeah, the
Yeah.
damage it did.
So it's weird because in July, I remember specifically we were out there talking to him because on the day I had my colonoscopy, we were out there talking to him and he was talking about his daughter having, you know, a show at the fair, showing off their animals, and she came in second place and he was really proud, you know, and he says, I'm going over there to meet them now. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I hadn't seen him since.
Yeah.
And it turns out, well, that fair, the whole family got COVID.
Oof.
So his daughter and his wife, they recuperated, and he sort of recuperated and then fell back into this funk. And
Okay.
then I guess when my parents were down here, which was like, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, he had an ambulance in front of his house and they had to take him to the hospital. And at that time they thought he was gonna die.
Man.
So I'm like, it's just so weird because this guy does like horses and lift stuff. Like, he's like totally healthy, and now he looks like he's 80 or 90, you know? And not
Yeah,
even a
that's
healthy 80 or
frightening.
90.
Yeah, that's frightening. And that's one of the things, that
And it
always
really like terrified me. Like it,
scared me.
I mean, I haven't really let my guard down. Like I still wear a mask everywhere I go. I still do stuff, you know.
Yeah, so do
But
we.
it's just I guess that's the closest that I've seen. Like, people at work have caught the COVID, but they're out like, I don't know, 2, 3 weeks, and then you see them come back. And a lot of people are getting it. I think through their kids, and there's nothing they can do about it. They send them back, to school, and they come back, and they're around a lot of kids, and
Yeah, and
they
I feel
come back
bad
and they give it.
for people who have kids who are under whatever 12 or whatever that can't get vaccinated yet
Yeah.
because their hands are tied. It's like they don't want to, especially like the real younger kids. You want to send them off to school so they can be with, have the socialization with the other kids in the class, and you can't really do the younger grades virtually. But they're most at risk, and yeah, if they get it, they're going to bring it back to you. And that's, I was saying, that's one of the things that's always scared me most about COVID is, or not most, but scared me about COVID is the after effects. Because some people you hear about, like, their effects go on for like months or, and we don't know at this point, right? It could go on, you could have like permanent damage. Like your neighbor, who knows? He could have breathing trouble for the rest of his life because of it.
But it really I don't know, put a fear into me, whereas before I had a fear, but it was like,
Yeah, it makes it more
fuck,
concrete for sure.
Yeah,
No,
it's
just.
very, very, very freaky.
It's when you're glad that you've
And
been.
the thing is, I might not have not known just because
Yeah, if
of.
not for the if not for the boxes.
Well, if it wasn't for the boxes, because we only usually see each other on the weekend, if that, because we don't have
Yeah, if you
same.
happen to be doing yard work at the same time.
Yeah, that's when, we're checking the mail on the weekend, or because during the week we get home so late, it's dark already, So, and when it's kind of like you leave from your garage, you don't really get out of it. You come into the garage.
Right, you're not outside.
Yeah, but that was pretty freaky.
It is.
And
Yeah,
I
it's too
still
bad. I
thinking about
hope
it,
he recover. Hope he
as I'm just like
recovers.
walking Harley, like I take for granted that I can do this. And he's struggling getting out of his car, getting up his driveway. And he's a decade younger than me, I think.
Yeah, and you always think, it hits older people more, but yeah, not always. Sometimes just never know.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The interesting news too is that Moderna seems to be doing the best statistically anyway of the new
Yes.
variants.
Go team
Like
Moderna.
Team Moderna, which it wasn't early on, which is interesting, but they're basing their report now based on hospitalizations.
Okay, so people who haven't been vaccinated and ended up
Yeah.
getting it and needing to be hospitalized. Yep, and we'll have to see if they recommend the boosters or approve the boosters in the future. I'm sure at some point they will.
The boosters are approved for
Old
Pfizer.
people. If that's for old people though,
Yeah,
right?
over 65 or 60, I can't remember.
The
If you're
ancient
over
people.
65, well, God, we're almost there, Bill. What the fuck are you talking about?
We're over a decade away.
You act like that's an eternity, but we're really close to death, my friend. I hate to say
Know, when I think about how
it.
fast the last 10 years have gone.
Yeah. It must really shock you because you also see through your kids' eyes, you know what I mean? Like, shit, they were just in middle school now, and all of a sudden
I know. I can
one's
remember when I was
almost ready
feeding
for
them.
college and one's getting in high school.
I
You know,
remember when
what's
they were.
going on?
I remember when they. I was feeding them crackers during the show.
I remember that too. And they were like at my knee, they were about that tall. And you were like, "Get outside. Get out of this room. Go
Go play
outside and
outside.
tie, well, let me tie them up to their leash. Put their leashes on."
Remember.
And
Yeah, back when I could.
you'd throw crackers out there so they could eat.
Throw crackers in the crib. Stay out. I'm recording.
Yeah. But yeah, that was kind of a weird
He's buying
thing.
snacks. So I was trying to imagine if porch pirates had found your boxes on your porch and opened it up and found just backing boards and been like, what the hell?
Well, They would have been fucked though. Like this is what I tell Barb. Like if a porch pirate ever takes it, like the value of it will mean nothing to them. You know, unless they can resell it.
Yeah, but where are you going to sell that many backing boards? Like a comic shop's not going to be like, oh yeah, we'll take. Like, why would you have.
2,000.
Yeah, plus.
Plus, you could
It would.
probably alert authorities and have every
Yeah.
shop in the area
Yeah, it'd be too
say.
easy to figure out who it was because it's like if a comic shop suddenly someone came up with a box of 2,000 backing boards, you'd be
And
like,
Mylars,
from. Yeah,
which
and Mylar from E.
none of the
Gerber.
stores carry Mylars of E. Gerber here.
Yeah, all they have to do is call up E. Gerber and say, hey, who in Colorado Springs ordered 2,000 Mylars and 2,000 backing boards? Oh, that was Mike Myers. Okay. Call the police. We found your Mylars.
Yeah, that's a lot of
But
Mylars.
I imagine them opening it up. What did we get? What did we get?
Yeah, they're like, this
Well,
is
it's a
50
bunch of
pounds. This
paper.
could be awesome. We got boxes of stuff we can't use.
It's a bunch of paper.
In all fairness, you know how much that costs with shipping? Just take a guess. 2,000
I'm trying to think
halfbacks,
of.
2,000 Mylar. Not the high, heavy Mylar. There's one Mylar that's stronger than this one. But there's fullbacks and halfbacks, and I get
Right.
halfbacks,
Yeah, I
but.
got packers. Fullbacks are 2,000.
Okay,
I'm trying to
50
think because I
times
have
two. Well,
I have
we're talking
rights.
about 140 pounds of material, plus what they are, and plus that the prices have gone up because of COVID.
Oh my gosh.
So
I don't even know.
we'll take just take a
Guess.
guess what the value of that is worth.
Let's see. 1,000? No, 2,000. I need a calculator. 2,000. Let's see, 2,000. I don't know.
Just guess. It's in the hundreds, so guess the hundreds.
I guess $400.
Oh, you're off, but it's 650.
I guess
So
$500.
that's just on supply, 650.
650.
So it's quite
And
a bit.
what did a thousand used to cost?
Half of that. Plus, shipping was a little cheaper because you're a lot of times weight. It hits that weight category and it goes into that extra tier. And the way they ship it because of weight,
Oh, you mean?
it's three separate shipments. Even though they all ship together,
Yeah.
they ha each have their own tracking number.
Yeah. Okay. So shipping is cheaper than if it were two orders of 1,000.
Yeah. But it's a lot of money, is what I'm saying. The value of those is
Yeah,
like,
$600.
yeah.
Man.
It's no joke. That's a lot of comics, right? I mean, you could buy a lot of comics with 600 bucks.
I could. That's like 2 months of 2 months for me. That's like 2 weeks for you. That's like 2 months for me.
It's about 2 weeks for me if you throw out every back issue and stuff. No, well,
Oh, I don't count back issues.
it's about a week and a half for me if you look at the total
That's too
on
much.
average. So, yeah, it's a lot. But anyway, I watched a lot of TV with my parents. And we were fortunate.
Yeah.
They have a Chromecast because I bought them one, so I can like cast on from my phone onto their TV, which is what I do here, you know, for any kind of service. They have Netflix because I bought them for them. They use it a lot. The Netflix makes them pretty happy. And then my mom bought Amazon Prime, so they have Netflix, Amazon Prime and Hulu. And then I
Okay.
have some extra stuff because I have
Well, they
more
probably
than
love
that.
Hulu. There's lots of show TV on that.
Well, they never watched Hulu before now, really. I got them into Hulu with Why the Last Man. I got them into, what is that show? I can never remember the name of it. Only Murders in My Building.
Oh yeah.
That one you probably heard about. That
Yeah, I've
one's
seen
Steve
ads for that.
Martin, Martin Short, Selena Gomez. And I can't remember what the third one. There's a Nicole Kidman one, Nine Strangers or something like that that I added to there. We didn't watch that, but we did watch three episodes of Murders in the Building, and that was pretty good. That was better than I expected because it's like a murder mystery.
Yeah, I'd like to
Who
see that
did
one
it?
someday.
And I like the banter between the two of, especially Steve Martin and
Yeah, Steve Martin and Martin
Martin
Short
Short.
together.
They like go together like bread and butter. It's just like they play off of each other. They've been together. They're probably best friends, from Saturday Night Live and everything else. But I still remember Ed Grimley in Saturday Night Live with his pants all the way up and his hair. He had had a Saturday morning cartoon, Ed Grimley.
He did. I forgot about that.
But
You could probably find him in
that
some
was a
back
that's a good
issues.
show. It's about a bunch of crime podcast like fans of crime podcast, and then they have a murder in their building, and they think they want can solve the crime. That's the premise.
So they're all the internet crime hunters
Yeah.
get to actually do it in real
And
life.
it's kind of interesting because they were famous at one time. In other words, they play characters that one guy was a Broadway guy that was a director. Steve Martin plays an old actor that was popular back in the 60s or 70s. The Selena Gomez is kind of the unknown card. But yeah, it's pretty good. I liked it. And then we watched the movie that we really liked, and I watched it twice because I watched it once with my family and once with Barb's family is Cry Macho. I loved it. That's the Clint Eastwood
Another Clint
new movie.
Eastwood one. Yeah.
It's on HBO Max.
Okay.
And he's 91 years old, man, and he's still a badass. Like he You could definitely tell his age now in his voice and the way he walks and stuff, but that is a pretty interesting story. I don't want to say much about it other than a general premise. The general premise is he gets hired by somebody that he used to work for to go into Mexico and get one of his sons out of Mexico. And then it is really cool. Like, why would you send a 91-year-old into Mexico in the first place, but to go get your son? But it kind of explains it. It's pretty good. I liked it a lot. And then we watched Pale Rider again because HBO Max has a bunch of Clint Eastwood stuff, and that's always one of my favorite. I always watch Unforgiven like so many times, and I'm like, well, I haven't seen Pale Rider more than twice. I think I'll watch that again with my family. And that was cool. Have you seen Pale Rider?
Probably. I don't
Pale
remember
Rider
it
is
though.
about
I'd have to
a
read a
priest. He
description.
plays a priest. And there's a mining town, and a bunch of miners are up in there, and a big enterprise guy is trying to take the miners out of there so he can take over. And Clint Eastwood comes in and protects this family and group of families from
Yeah, I think I seen it, but it was a long time
this
ago.
industrialist. And it's interesting because the girl, which is like 14, falls in love with Clint Eastwood, and her mom is falling in love with her too. So it's very strange. But it is a really good movie. I like that one. And then Why the Last Man? Oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah, that's very tempting to get Hulu to watch that, because that would be. Yeah,
They're getting a lot of shows on there. Like, I don't know what
it
had
does
like
seem
this
like.
new burst of energy that Hulu
Yeah, I
got.
guess
Like,
it's they must have. I mean, it has to do with the numbers, right? They must see their numbers dwindling and be like, "Well, we got to do something. We need some original programming
but it seems like they
to
got
get the eyeballs."
a good burst of it all at once.
Yeah, they did. They must have really spent a lot of money I think it's like
And I.
back when all there was Netflix and Hulu, they were okay because Hulu had like the TV shows and Netflix had like the movies. But now that there's like everyone streaming, there's TV shows everywhere, so Hulu doesn't really stand out anymore. So they had to go to original programming, I think, to kind of just compete with the other big boys.
Yeah. Of everything we watched, my parents like a loved. They couldn't stop talking about Cry Macho, and same with Barbara's mom. They like loved it.
Everyone loves Cry Macho.
Well, they're all Clint Eastwood fans, so it was kind of going
Yeah.
in with like, and it falls into like something that like Barbara's mom doesn't like superheroes or a lot of other shows where my parents that. They'll watch anything like that. But, movies like Cry Macho, she really liked. So, yeah, it worked for both families, so that was good.
Did you go see both sides?
Yes, I saw it on both. I saw it, well, it casted from my phone, so I was there both times.
Yeah.
And, I liked the movie a lot, so like I didn't fall asleep or anything the second time. It was good, just as good the second time as it was the
First
first.
time.
Yeah, it's a cool I would say a feel good movie, but it's kind of not, but it's kind of falls into that category, I guess.
There's too many streaming things because I want to get HBO Plus and I want to get Hulu.
HBO Max
But then I got too
is
many
one of the best things. Well, the other one
channels.
I want to get Shudder, and because of the horror stuff. But I keep telling Barb, man, I have so much queued up that it wouldn't make sense.
I know.
It wouldn't make sense for me right now to get it. Like if I ever catch up stuff, I would like to
Yeah, but
do
by the
that.
time you catch up, there'll be a whole new set of new stuff that has been introduced that you need to watch.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It's just with, well, I got Prime and Netflix and Paramount Plus, and I can't keep up with all the stuff on just those three. If I added two more.
Yeah, I fell behind on Evil because of Why the Last Man, but we'll get caught up again. I think we're only two episodes behind on Evil
I
now.
know, I'm just starting my evil.
You haven't even got to the silent episode yet, I bet.
I haven't. I've only watched the first episode. But I gotta wait until I can like just watch just that show. And then, well, right now my main show, my exercise show is Money Heist, and I think I'm on the last episode of that now. And that man, this season, even though it's a short season, it's
How
like.
did the last episode end? Just so
That I
I can,
watched?
yeah.
I don't want to spoil it for people. Well, let me try to describe it without describing it.
Yeah.
So it was
What's
when
it?
they went up on the roof.
Okay.
And they had the.
They're invading.
Yeah, when they're. And there's the big shootout.
Okay, so you haven't got to the ramification.
No, not yet.
Oh
Yeah,
my
that'll.
God, Bill.
I know the
You're
show.
not gonna wanna like It's jaw dropping. I knew they were gonna do drop. They always do jaw dropping, but
Yeah,
this
they
was
just
by
get you.
far the biggest.
The biggest. There's been some
Yeah,
big ones though.
there's been some big ones, because like I
Man.
never thought they would kill what's her name in
Yeah,
see
I know.
this.
That was a big one. Yeah, last season.
That blew my mind, because I was like, she was like.
I know. Great. One of the main people.
Yeah.
And the thing that I like about this season is the first episode kind of started out slow, like they're doing a lot of like background stuff. And then
Yeah.
but once the action hits, it's been like a war movie.
Yeah.
It's like crazy. Like nonstop action.
And then what's her name as the
Sweet.
detective is pregnant? You know, like she's
Yeah,
and
the yeah.
she's after the professor, and if the government's after her, it's just insane. There's so
Yeah,
many
everyone.
things to like. Yeah.
Even the main guy in charge of the
Oh, did you,
operation
you did
is.
you did get to the Alturo thing, right?
The witch.
What happened to Alturo?
Which one's Alturo?
He's the jackass that in every episode that.
Oh, yeah.
So you know what happened to him, right?
Yeah, I saw his.
That's crazy shit, man.
It is. Yeah.
But I was like, that was sweet justice, 'cause I fucking hate that dude.
Oh,
Like,
yeah, he's the worst.
no, everything, like I just want to strangle him. Like every time he gets on the screen,
Well,
I
he's not the
just.
worst. The worst is Gandia, or whatever his name is.
Oh, that guy's a racist
Gandia.
dickhole, man.
Yeah, he's the worst.
Giardi, what is his name? That he's the guard that's in the bank. He's
Yeah,
a
like
fucking jackass.
Gandia, I think. The
Well,
best part was when
Gandia, but no, I hate Arturo more than Gandia, because he's a cow. Like
he just wants to.
he uses power through other people. Like
Yeah.
I mean, there's that one season where he was raping that girl. That's pretty fucked up.
It's totally fucked up. Yeah, he
I
was
mean,
drugging her.
oh yeah, he drugged her. God, I hate that motherfucker. Like I
Yeah, he
despise him.
is. And
But
then he's the guy who doesn't do anything, and then at the last minute will jump in to try and be the hero just
yeah, and
because he
he
wants the
tries to
acclaim.
convince everybody else to do the hard stuff.
Yeah. And then he'll take credit for it later.
But I even hate the way he treated Stockholm. Like I fucking hate it. Even at the very end, what he does to her, that it's so fucking rotten. Like the phone conversation over the walkie-talkie or whatever. It's
Yeah.
fucking manipulation if you've ever seen it.
You're
Yeah.
right. He's a dick. Yeah, so
Yeah, I
that's.
don't know what they're gonna do next. The next season, but it's gonna be interesting.
I'm just glad it's they've kept it as interesting as the first season, so
Yeah.
somehow the stuff they come up with
I almost finished
keep
What
you going. And
If from Disney Plus.
I have been hearing good things about that.
It's good. I think the plots are good. The animation I just fucking hate. I'm almost done with it because of the animation. It's like if you
Yeah, what is the animation like? I've never seen it.
it's almost like
See if I can find it.
if you scan the actors, like it all takes place in the MCU. So it's all about characters that have been in the movies. So it's like, what if this happened? What if Marvel Zombies happened? What if T'Challa was taken by the Reavers instead of Star Lord, and he became Star Lord? What if Doctor Strange, his surgical abilities weren't taken away, but he lost something else? Things like that. But then they'll take the actors, and they do use their act. Most of the time, it's the actors' voices too, and it's almost like the photorealism of it, like they scan, like they scan the actor, and then they make the animation based off that scan. And that's what drives me crazy. I just don't like it.
Yeah, I've seen that style before.
I
Or maybe.
much like the Clone Wars and those that kind of animation or regular animation as opposed to this one. It looks like
Yeah,
it
I'm looking
doesn't
at the
look like
trailer.
video game-ish. It looks, I don't like it.
I can't remember what they call that. It's not rotoscope, right? What's rotoscope?
Don't know what the term is.
Scoping is. Oh yeah, rotoscoping. Rotoscoping is an animation technique that animators use to trace over motion picture footage, frame by frame.
That's what it seems like to me. I don't know
Yeah.
if they're doing that, but I don't like it. Some people love it. I've talked to people on Twitter that say I really like the animation style. So it's just one of those things like art is, subject. It's you don't know. Each person has a different opinion. But after I watched the last one, I don't think I'm going to continue. I really don't. Even though I think the plots are pretty well done. Like I liked it. My favorite is the Doctor Strange one. I think I like that one quite a bit. And then my next exercise thing is Who Killed Sarah? Season 2.
What's that on?
That's on Netflix. And I would say anybody that loves Money Heist should watch Who Killed Sarah. Because it's sort of in the vein of nothing to do with one another, but in terms of twists and turns. And at the end of season one on Who Killed Sarah, things start to come into your brain tries to make these logical conclusions,
It's more of a mystery, though.
and then yeah, it's a mystery. And then in season two, they flip it on its ass. Like you're like, what the fuck did they just do? Everything that you thought was true in the first season is like, oh, I don't know about that anymore.
Yeah, make you question it.
Yeah.
That's cool. We'll have to try that one.
So, that one is from Spain too, I think. It,
Man,
as well as,
Spanish kicking ass.
yeah. Except it's not dubbed as well as Money Heist. With the
Okay.
voices,
Yeah.
it's not done as well, so you have to put up with that. But
You mean the subtitles aren't as good?
yeah, well, I don't know if there's a mode to do where you can go into and just say, I'll just read the subtitles, but it's like Money Heist where it's in English, and I watch everything with closed caption anyway, so I don't even know what's
Wait,
subtitled
you watch Money
anymore.
Heist in English?
Yeah.
Why would you do
Why wouldn't I do it? The voice actors are perfect.
Because don't you want to hear the voices of the original actors?
No. I've already adapted to who all these other guys are.
These are.
I'd be
I don't like.
surprised if it's not their voices in English, especially the professor, because I've heard the professor in The Head
I'm gonna look it
on
up. That's interesting.
HBO.
I didn't know you. Yeah, that's interesting. I think if I try to watch it, I should try to watch it with the English dubbing just to see. I probably couldn't take it because I'm too used to their
Well,
regular
I think
voices.
you could. The only time that you notice something weird is on cussing, because it'll say like something. It doesn't mean the same thing when it comes over.
Yeah. How do I find out? I'm not even sure. Well, it must show it on here somewhere.
Like dub the
Interesting.
v English dub,
Yeah,
or I
who
don't.
did the.
I'd be surprised if the professor didn't do the professor, 'cause I've heard his voice before on the head,
Yeah.
which is also recommended if you have HBO Max. You'd dig that because that's a mystery in the Antarctic, and it has like an alien vibe to it, but it's not, but But yeah, that's what I've been watching. Oh, I forgot one other. I finished Kate while I was exercising, which was, have you heard about Kate?
No.
Kate is the next a Netflix movie. It stars the woman that was in she was the Huntress in Birds of Prey, and it stars Woody Harrelson and then a bunch of Japanese actors because it takes place in Tokyo. But that's your typical like
Oh, here we go. I found the money heist.
yeah.
No, it's all different. It's all different people.
Oh, really?
It's not the professor.
Interesting. His accent is close, unless he's dubbed in the other thing too. But the
I
head
imagine
was
like
sweet.
it.
It was Swedish. Could
Weird.
be
They
they
have
were.
two different. They have two different dubbed versions. Interesting. Wait, when Netflix new push to improve the quality and appeal of its English language versions, they hired a new dubbing crew for part three and redubbed the first two parts accordingly. Oh, so Netflix redubbed it in English.
Yeah.
Apparently, the first dubbing wasn't that good. Well,
That's.
here. So, Professor is played by Alvaro Morte. The original dub actor was Todd Haberkorn. But the new one is.
I would love to, because you saw the other perspective. I would love to see you watch one.
Yeah, and see what they
Just to
think of it.
see, no, just to see if it's like tolerable or if it annoys you.
I don't think I probably couldn't take it
I
because
think you
it
could.
would just be too
I
weird. It
think
would
you
be too
could.
weird.
Damn it.
It'd be like listening to Geek Brunch, but if they had different people jumping in our voices, I'd be like, whoa, it's too weird. Yeah, I don't see any of the same names. Which I guess makes sense. They're too big of actors now to dub.
Well, Tokyo was in Snake Eyes, which I'd recommend too. That was a good movie. But Kate is about one. It's kind of like those badass women movies. She's an assassin in Tokyo, and it turns out that she has to protect a little girl at the end. But it's really good. I like it. It's worth watching. It's about an hour and a half.
Oh, that's on Netflix.
Yeah. And
There's a lot of good stuff out
last
there.
but not least, I bought spare parts. Which is one of the books I think we're covering.
Yeah.
So
What it?
I bought the movie so
Did
I
I
could
know there was
watch
a
the
movie?
movie.
Oh, yeah, I think it said that, didn't it?
Well, it says it in the back of the comic book plus in the
Yeah.
solicits. It's like motherfuckers. I like the comic a lot, but I think the comic is better than the movie. That's saying a weird because
Really?
it's inverted. I think the comic book it's too much like it is so close to the exactness of being executed. And when you look at the execution in the comic book is better than the execution by the actors that they hired.
So you watch, obviously you've watched the movie.
Yes.
Interesting.
I bought it. I bought it for $11 so I could watch it.
Yeah.
Because it was
Doing
one of those
research.
direct to video. Well, I watched Motherfuckers too. Like everything
Yeah.
that's been Behemoth, with the exception of what was that vampire one that we read?
Oh, like, yeah. I don't remember what it's called.
But it was. With the exception of that one, I haven't watched yet, but I should.
Yeah, I want to watch that one.
I should watch it, hoping I like the movie better because I thought the comic book was just art. It was like an art
Yeah,
visualization.
it was. I liked it.
But in terms of plot, it wasn't very deep.
No, there wasn't a lot going on. It was more moody.
Yeah.
I forgot. I gotta find my spare
No
parts.
goodies for you, Barb. I'll have to make you a microwave thing. She's like, "Where's my breakfast?"
Demanding. I didn't say that. Don't tell her I said that.
I won't. I won't tell her you said bitch. He said you're demanding.
Hey, you said you weren't going to tell. Lies. God, this guy's a liar. How dare you? How dare you? Where's my spare parts? Man, go. I'm going to read them out as I flip through.
I thought the artist was really good
world,
on
Casual Fling, Haha, Barbarella, Mamo, James Bond, Masters of the Universe, Carmen, Gods of Brutality. Carmen,
we're not reading any of that. What are you talking about?
We're going through my box trying to find spare parts.
Did you read spare parts?
I did. So it's in here. I just can't. Oh, there it is. I found it. Whew. Oh yeah, there's an ad at the back for the movie. Director's edition.
Yeah. The only thing is me and Barb still have 15 minutes to watch.
Wait, so is the movie the whole, like, is the comic the whole movie?
No.
Like,
the comic book is probably the first half hour of the movie.
So is there going to be another comic? Because it says the end, question mark.
I don't know. Did you order it?
I don't know.
I don't know. Let me check to see if I ordered it.
I mean, if it was solicited, I did.
If it was 3 issues, what do you mean?
Now, if it was solicited.
Spare Let's go to
parts.
Order history.
I just ordered number one. I don't know if there was another one solicited.
Yeah, there wasn't one solicited, so I don't
think
so.
They forced
they're...
you to watch the movie. If you want to see how the story ends.
That's pretty fucked up, I think. I just assumed there was other parts.
There should be, because it gets to, like...
Well, you don't know what happens.
Yeah, they build up to a fight scene, and then...
So it's a good thing I spent $11 to find the finale, because
yeah,
I could finish it in the comic book. So, yeah, but Spare Parts is from Behemoth Comics. It is about a rock and roll band called Miss 45.
All female, right?
All female. They're like a punk band. They're playing at like a club, and then one guy gets on stage and grabs her tit, and then gets into a huge fight scene with the girls in the band. And then one of the girls in the band, who doesn't look pregnant, is pregnant, and she's a lesbian with another of the band, the drummer of the band. And They get like a groupie that let me just get this thing ready for Barb, but they get a groupie that buys some of their stuff and talks to the guitar player, and then
it follows them home.
Follows them in there, and they blow a tire because there's like a chase scene. And then a cop comes, and a guy with a tow truck comes, and they help him, and they say, we'll bring you to safety. And they actually bring him to a wreckage yard so they can fix their car, supposedly. But it turns out they knock him out with gas and then remove their arms, well, I guess from the elbow forward.
Yeah, one arm.
And then they make this like attachment stub where they can attach like weapons to the arms. Yeah. And then they put them in like a battle arena, and they have to fight in terms of like this religious cult that keeps talking about the gods and the blood rites and all this crap, the dirt and the blood. And
yeah, and there's a bunch of spectators watching.
Yeah.
Some kind of blood sport type thing. Welcome to the gridiron. Yeah, so they arrive at this this cage to fight in, and there's all the people watching, and then that's the end. I don't get the big fight scene. I guess I need to get the movie to see.
Well, the one thing I didn't realize too is the guitar player. I didn't realize this from the comic book. Maybe it was in the comic book and I didn't see it. But the guitar player and the lead singer are sisters.
Oh, wait, yeah, I don't know if they, I don't think they managed to introduce that fact.
And the one thing in the movie that I don't remember being in the comic book was there's a boyfriend that calls the lead singer, and I think it's the lead singer. I get the guitar player. It's the guitar player. I get this, even in the movie, I get them confused. They look so much alike. And which makes sense because they're sisters, right? They should look sort of alike genetically. But
Yeah.
I get them really confused in the movie too. But there's a boyfriend in there that ends up trying to go rescue them. That doesn't turn out well.
Yeah, he would probably be introduced later.
But there's one spoiler I want to tell you. You know the bald guy that's the like playing like the fanboy that is the stalker fanboy?
Yeah.
He's part of that cult. And he's the son of the guy that runs that, like the Caesar that runs the fight thing.
Okay.
So he's his son. I don't think they say that in the comic book.
No, they didn't.
But I don't think you're gonna spend $14 on, well, $11 on this movie to finish it.
No, if
But you
it came
could
up on
maybe
the
rent it in
streaming,
the
I would.
library, right?
Yeah, I wonder if, I don't know if the library would have this as a movie though. I'm gonna look it up right now. That would be interesting to see.
It would be cool if they did. Then you can finish it.
And I wasn't sure if this comic was like part of the movie or like a prequel to the movie.
No, it's exactly the first cut, the first scene, like the first,
Okay, first act.
and you'll be shocked how verbatim it is. Like it's exact, with the
One thing that.
exception that's missing some details. Like it's even some of the lines that they say are right
Yeah,
out of
rip
the
right
script,
from it.
but right out of it, like
So
a
they just took the
direct
script.
interpretation.
Yeah.
Yeah,
They took the script and gave it to an artist and said, here, turn this into a
but I
comic.
am shocked that there's no other issues. That's weird.
It is weird. I don't understand the logic behind it, except that they did it so you'd buy the movie.
Is there going to be a number two? One shot. That's pretty fucked up, I think. Yeah, I don't like that.
And I don't like on the first page, at the bottom of the page, it there's like in parentheses, insert splat FX here. Didn't know if they intended to later put it in or if that's like a joke of some sort.
There really is a splat special effects in the movie. It even opens up the same way. Like, you know how there's a girl pushing a wheelbarrow with arms?
Yeah.
It opens up that way, the movie, exactly.
It'd be fun to watch the movie with the comic in hand, so you can compare. You can follow along.
It's
Doesn't look
not
like my
real. It's.
library has spare parts. They do have spare parts from
Yeah, that's the one
2015.
with George Lopez, I think.
Yeah, it's George Lopez. Exactly.
Because I looked up spare parts on IMDb to see if it. I looked up to see if it was going to be worthwhile for me to watch.
Yeah.
But it had some fairly good.
Oh, they do have it. One library has it. I'm gonna put a hold on it. One library in my area has it.
There you
They're gonna be like, man, someone's trying to get someone just requested spare parts.
We better put like the FBI list, or we better put him on the watch list for the FBI,
Like, well, I have this
because
alien that's kind of
he wants to check out spare parts.
after this. Wow. Amazing. I wonder where it's coming. I wonder if it'll tell me where it is.
You can rent it for $3.99. I think that's what it was.
I can't see which library has it, but one of them does. It's not available, though.
Oh, so somebody has it checked out?
Yeah,
Is
someone has it checked out.
that.
This is high demand. They're gonna be like, man, everyone wants the demand on this movie is insane. There's a line already forming.
We
Everyone
only have
wants
one copy, but the demand
to
is incredible.
see
Well, the way they advertise it is Grindhouse, and I'm sure there's a lot of fans that look at the term Grindhouse and say, I like Grindhouse movies. I'll watch it.
Yeah. I mean, if this is a Grindhouse B movie, so if that's what you're into,
What did you think of the
that's what
comic?
to
Did you like
expect.
it?
I liked it, but that's what I said. It felt kind of like a prequel. Like, it didn't really get to the meat of it yet.
I kind of wish it was a prequel if it's a one shot, because it just, as a standalone, you
Yeah,
just know
what's the
that.
point of
I'm trying to
What's the
remember.
yeah, what's the point if you're just doing the first act of the movie and that's all you're going to put in comic book form, so we have to watch the movie to see the rest of the story? Why couldn't we have just watched the movie? Yeah, it would be better if it was a prequel or added something to the story or told a story of a different character or something. Give us a little background.
I just assumed it was gonna be like the Motherfuckers comic book where it kept
Yeah,
on
it just kept
going.
going. Yeah.
Yeah. It's disappointing. So what else we have?
Got a bunch of stuff.
We have Echolands, we have Darling, we have Heroes Union. That one took me forever to find. King Spawn, Spawn, and Savage Dragon. I think that's it, right?
Yes. Well, you want to save the Spawn and Savage Dragons?
Well, I want to do King Spawn and Spawn together because they're sort of related.
Yeah.
And Savage Dragon stands on its own. We can go to the Darling. You want to do that one?
Sure, let's do Darling
I think
from
the
Source
best
Point Press.
part of this is that it's based on a he wrote this because of his brother dying of a drug overdose.
Yes, that definitely added to
It added to the meaning of the story. I think
the
without
appeal
explain
of it.
if you didn't read that, I don't think it would have stood as good of a chance with me. I like the art style, but
Yeah, I would
I
agree in that I thought it was well done. Like, I like the art a lot and I like the writing was good, but the amount of story in this first issue, it was kind of like hard to tell where it was going to go from here. But I think given the background, you know it's going to be good, so. Or given his personal experience.
I didn't understand the opening too much, or what he was trying to convey, because it was about that homeless guy that has donations and he brings out like a phonograph and plays something. Like, I didn't understand. Is this like a failed like composer or what? Like, I don't know what he was trying to say.
Yeah, let me look at that. I don't even remember that part. I forgot about that.
And he has a mouse too in a little shirt. I didn't get that at all. Like, where's this coming from? It's so out of left field. And then this guy doesn't even like play into the story.
Yeah, I wonder if he's just like a crypt keeper type thing, or he's just kind of introducing the story.
Or shit, what if he's, no, I was gonna say, what if he's
The
Darling?
guy.
Yeah, but I don't think he is.
If you've had better days, not the same as before. It's time to start the show. Put on a record. The story here, it's a lie. There, don't say I didn't warn you. Places, everyone.
It's weird that the mouse is wearing the same jacket that Darling is wearing.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I wonder if there's something there. But it's too damn hard to tell in
Yeah, I forgot
from a
about the
reader
op
perspective.
yeah, the opening. 'Cause yeah, after the opening then it jumps to the main character.
Two characters that, well, for one thing, I don't like the characters at all. Like, I've never dealt with drugs. I've never done
Yeah, they're
drugs. I can't relate to it. The thing I really didn't like about it is because, yes, drug dealers need money to buy more drugs, but the fact that this fucker went with his friend to the apartment of one of his good friends that cared about him to rob her,
with his ex-girlfriend, right?
it really bugs me. Like, it bugged
Yeah.
the shit out of
Well, it
me
should. I
because
know, but
she cares about him though,
yeah.
and
Well,
she
the
tolerates
funny
his
thing is,
bullshit, and he won't go in. Like, he sits on the outside of the door while his friend's doing
he
all the
tells him, yeah, he has his friend go into his ex-girlfriend's apartment, and he's like telling him where to get the stuff that's valuable. But he doesn't go in, so he's not actually doing the robbery.
But it bugged me. Like, it like I,
It should.
this guy's a loser. Like, I don't even want, like,
Yeah,
he's awful.
he's a junkie. I mean, this is what drugs do to people. Well, and the funny thing is, so he gets arrested and then he calls her to bail him
To bail him out.
out. She's like, you robbed for me and then get arrested for it and then call me to bail you out. He's like, you're such an asshole. But I mean, and that's kind of one of the things I like about it is that the writer, you know, his brother was a junkie, so he's writing from a realistic perspective, knowing that this is what drug addicts do. You know,
Yeah.
the only thing that's important to them is getting high. So,
It also has to do with, like, he keeps asking her, well, your mother, how's your mother doing? And is her mother's dead? So it's like,
yeah,
God damn.
they're totally disconnected from the world. All they care about
They remember
is the
things, but they
drugs.
don't remember. Yeah, they don't.
They don't care about
It's pretty
anything
fucked
else.
up.
Yeah, like even the death of her mother is like not important compared to his mission in life. Yeah, I liked it a lot. I thought it was really good. It was weird. I don't know. It gave me a sense of realism. Like I felt like it was drawn from real life, a lot of it.
Yeah, the ending was weird too, though, like how he was like envisioning his himself in a multiverse. Like, this, I wonder what I would be doing in this world. You know, parallel universes, and in one he's like a baseball player, and one he's in an office, and now he's in a drug addict. And he's taking stuff that I think he still had from his girlfriend to the pawn shop, I think, at the end. I think. He's
Yeah,
taking
so
something to the pawn shop.
he's basically imagining like where his life could have gone, you know, if he had chosen a different path in life. But he's like, I always end up here. And I
I
didn't
think
know.
I
No, I
think
think
without.
he, I think he, I think that's his, he goes to get drugs at the end.
Oh, really? At the pawn shop?
Don't think it's a pawn shop.
Are those two dudes at the e that they show at the end? Are they dealers?
That I'm not sure of, because he goes in, it looks like he gives money and he gets some drugs. I don't know, because it just says next time, so I didn't know if that was like a. I don't know how all these scenes at the end are like related to one another. I don't know if those are one scene or different scenes. But anyway, so at the end, he goes and gets drugs, because that's what drug addicts do. And we could talk about the art style a little bit. I liked it because it's kind of like a, I don't know, how would you describe it?
Scratchy, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little scratchy, thin lines, jagged edges. Has a little bit of ma food, I guess.
But you don't like my food.
Yeah, but not as bad. I mean, the proportions are all realistic. They're not exaggerated. Don't know. I liked it. I thought it fit the story. I thought the art fit the story well. I dug it.
I liked it, but I don't think I liked it as much as you. I can appreciate it. I just don't tend to like. I don't root. I'm not rooting for anyone here other than the brother that lost his brother. You know, like. This guy is. I don't know. I don't like what he does, and I don't like what he did, and he's doing it to people that are friends, and that's fucked up.
Want to help them, yeah.
Now, that's probably realistic, but it's sad, that's for sure. So the next one I was a little disappointed with because I had read The Blue Baron and I liked it a lot better than this Heroes Union.
Interesting.
Artistically, like, well, I just in general, I tend to like comic books about individuals more than team books,
Yeah.
just because there's more focus on a
Right. It's not
centralized.
split in, if your time is
You don't have to
split
share
between
your
each
time
character.
across like multiple characters. This one, I don't think. Whereas I think Super Suckers, I think, is coming directly from the books I already own, like the next binge book. I don't think this was already published.
I don't think so either.
I think this is like brand new.
Yeah,
And
I
what
think
we're
in
talking.
the back matter kind of seemed to indicate that as well.
Yeah. I think the next one that we're gonna get, Super Suckers, I think it's everything that I got in the Sit comics, you know?
Okay, yeah.
But I
You're the
won't
Blue
know for
Baron.
sure until I get it. And then this one says that there's little footnotes saying, see the Blue Baron miniseries and see what is her name? A
Startup,
startup
yeah.
and those ones were comics. So I think that he might be collecting material that's already been done. I do really like Ron Frenz. So like Ron Frenz and is inked by Sal Buscema in some cases, and Chris Nye, I guess, in other cases. The one thing that I do think, though, is when Sal Buscema and Chris Nye ink Ron, it loses some of Ron. Because if you read the Blue Baron, you can see a lot of Ron, and that's what I like to see. I
Who
can't tell
inks?
which one,
Who does the
who inked
inking
what.
in Blue Baron?
I don't
Do you
remember,
remember? Yeah.
and I didn't record it either. So this is like a superhero team. I think this feels like a Bronze Age comic, wouldn't you say? Kind of feels like
It
that.
does. Yeah. It's like a Bronze Age comic with more modern writing, kind of.
Yeah. So, did I say it was written by Roger Stern? Roger Stern,
Yeah, Roger
art
Stern.
by Ron Frenz, Sal Buscema, and Chris Nye are the inkers.
Yeah.
And the co-plotter is Darren Henry. And I don't know what Darren Henry's like how, why he did Sight Comics or what, but he's the owner, he's the one that started this. And I
Yeah, I was
think
gonna say
he,
it's copyright the Henry Farm,
and
so.
I think Darren has a link to something in TV,
Okay.
but I'm not sure what that link is. And I do have SCIT comic books, which also were called binge books, but it didn't have the binge imprint like Diamond solicits them. They were called binge books because he would release these things like digitally on the site, which I think is still open, so you can still read them. And then he would say, well, if you want a print copy, this is the part I don't like, but the way they used to do it, if you want a print copy, you have to convince your comic store to carry bin, Sight Comics. And
Right.
no, but yeah, good luck with that. For one
Yeah,
thing,
Orson is unknown.
most readers don't want to work at having to
No, they
try
want to
to,
go pick stuff off the shelf.
yeah, they want to get what is available. They don't want to have to like work hard and try to convince a store to carry a book. That's the bullshit. The way I got around it was, the Cowabunga Comics in Wakanowoc, they started to deal with Darren, and then when he would order like a bunch of binge books, and he would say, "Mike, I have all these binge books. What do you want?" And then I just said, "Give me the whole thing, everything that he had." And then that's how I would get my Sight Comics. So that's how I read the Blue Baron. And Sight, what I can't ever remember her name, the speedster, Startup,
Startup.
because she had her own comic book, and her shtick is she was a big woman, like 300-pound woman,
Overweight, yeah.
and she got these abilities and
Well, she
became,
still is, right? It's just
yeah, she
that
still is a big woman.
her powers make her skinny.
Yeah, her powers make her a speedster. So,
It's interesting at the on the back page of this, well, two things. One, it says check out what will soon appear on our menu of masterpieces. So it looks like Startup number one and Blue Baron number one. Well, have they already solicited Blue Baron? I can't remember.
no, it might be
And
in the
su
next previews, 'cause the ones that
yeah.
we got was the Super Suckers, which is like the Archie. Don't
Yeah.
I also want to say this, for those of you that are going to buy Super Suckers, don't get deceived by the artwork. The artwork is looks like Archie, but it's like probably an NC-17 version of Archie. Like it
So it's more
not
like
no not
Menage a
not
Trois.
NC-17. That is so fucking wrong. It's more
I
like a PG-13
wasn't expecting,
rated
yeah,
R.
hardcore
No, it's not like
Menage
Boundless Books.
a
What am I talking about? When did NC-17? That's almost like X.
One
No,
step away.
it's probably 13 or higher. I don't know.
Yeah, PG-13.
It crosses some areas. It's more like adult humor, but
Yeah. That's what I want.
And then they're going to have the next one that they have solicited, which we talked about on the previews, was the Harvey knockoff, right?
Yeah, that looked
All the
good.
Harvey characters.
I'm so
I think
excited about
that's the
that
next
one.
one. And then the new previews already came out. Like, I'm shocked. DCBS,
Really?
I guess, is moving again, which is not usually a good sign. But
They are?
I got an email that says we're moving locations. They didn't say if they're moving states or whatever. They just said we're moving, and your shipment is going to be late again. So I came back from vacation. I had two boxes. I haven't processed those boxes yet. And then I'm going to get another delay. And then if they don't delay the next week, I could get two boxes back to back again.
I wonder if they're just moving locally, but to a bigger place, maybe
Probably.
because of the distribution
Or
stuff.
maybe they're opening in a bigger place and they're consolidating because they might have gotten like two separate places, one for Lunar
Oh,
and
maybe
one
they're
for
moving DCBS to
DCBS. And maybe
Lunar,
they're moving them and consolidating it into one big warehouse. I don't know.
yeah, it could be.
Whatever they're doing has caused a late shipment on my order. But I imagine previews came out a week early. Usually it's the last week of the month. And it
Yeah.
came out this last Wednesday, which is very early for a
Good. Maybe I'll get my
previews.
comics earlier this month then.
Probably not because they're moving.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you'll get them on time. I don't know. But yeah, this book is about Heroes Union, which is like your Justice League, right?
The other interesting thing is, so the email address, like if you want to email in, is editor@sitcomics.net.
Yeah. The other thing that's
So
interesting.
they still have the Sit Comics.
Well, if you look at this is Heroes Union published by Binge Books. So like if you look at the imprint inside of
Oh yeah,
this
it does
is
say. Sit Comics presents.
Yeah.
Published by Sit Comics.
You
So I
got
guess
it.
they are still Sit Comics.
If it was Sit
Even though
Comics, then why do we find it under B in Binge under Diamond? Do you
so
know what I
weird.
mean?
And nowhere on the cover does it say Sit Comics.
Presents, right? I think it's good.
I guess.
I think it's good from their perspective because they're earlier in previews, which if that strategy, which they mentioned, I remember on Comic Geek Speak way back in the day when they had who was it? It was one of the, there was a company that was called, man, I got it on the tip of my co Maliki
Oh,
or
you're
what?
talking about.
There was a company called Maricoth or something like that. The reason I
Marcosia?
know, what is that Fiona Staples damn book that with the vampire? Something blood. I wonder if it would have it under Fiona Staples. I wonder if they would
Yeah, it
have
was Marcosia. They changed it.
Marcosia. There it is.
They changed it to AAM
You
Marcosia
got
or
it. You got it. So
something like
I remember this in a podcast early on because they had him and Marcosia. I was buying Marcosia comics, and the one I know about is it's one of Fiona Staples' first work in Marcosia, and it's a vampire book, and it's really, really good. I can't
don't
remember the
remember what
name of
that
it.
one is.
It's like a reality TV vampire type book, and it's one of her first books. But I was buying that, and I was buying a couple of Marcosia. And they changed their name strategically because they said, well, if you're earlier in previews, you have more chance of looking through the previews than by the time you get to the end. That has never been the case for me, but I guess I could see that if I
Yeah,
was
because
on
they
a
go through the whole
budget,
thing.
maybe.
So, yeah.
If I was on a budget,
Yeah, you start going
I'd
through
go through
previews, you got a
DC
$100
Marvel.
budget. Yeah.
If I was on a budget, I'd go through DC, Marvel, and then everything else, and then determine what I wanted. And I'd probably start at the beginning and work my way forward. But
But you
he's
wouldn't stop ever, like, partway through.
Yeah, I would never stop because it's like a Christmas catalog to me. I want to see everything. But matter of fact, I'm glad I went to the bathroom yesterday and looked at previews because I was bad at listening to my own podcast because I forgot a lot of shit. Like, typically when I go through the list, I don't know if you do the spreadsheet. Do you do the spreadsheet? Or do you do the
I use the
online?
spread. I do it online.
I do the online too. So when I go through online, you know how other has everything else? Well, when I typically go through the order, I just like, okay, that I know I'm going to this publisher. I know I'm going to this publisher. Well, I never stop at Gemstone. So I almost forgot the Dead Universe thing. And then there was that other magazine that we really wanted, like Wizard, you know, like I forget what the magazine was
Oh
called.
yeah, the new
I
one.
really
Did I
wanted
order
that and
that?
I forgot to order that too. And I'm like, son of a bitch, I gotta order that. So I was glad
Know if
I
I ordered that.
keep previews in the bathroom.
What was that called? Let me see, magazine.
It was a weird publisher. I know I think it began with F or something like that. They were near the Fanta. I was gonna say Fanta. Like Fanta's a drink.
Yeah, Fanta.
Fanta, they were near there. Either before.
It's not Mutiny, right?
Yeah, Mutiny is the magazine. Did you order it?
No. Son of a bitch.
You forgot.
Cut it. Got cut. Too expensive.
But anyway, I had to add them to my order. I forgot.
Oh, yeah, I should add that. I'll have
But
to re-add
anyway, this
it.
is a binge book.
Yes. Heroes United. This is my first binge book. My first
Yeah,
hit comic.
because you weren't gonna go to your DCBS and convince them to carry Psych comics.
That's right. I wasn't going to go to my local place and say, order these comics for me. I always wanted to check them out, though. Was always my intention. So I'm glad that they're coming through previews now. I will get them all. Because I quite enjoyed this book.
I enjoyed it quite well too, but I liked them better when they were single characters than in this team situation.
Yeah,
I
but I mean,
really I
I
really like
understand.
the
I
villain.
understand. Yeah, I understand the reason for doing this, though. You do the team book, and then you can spin them off into individual books.
I think marketing wise, I would have done the exact same thing. I
Yeah.
wouldn't have came out with Blue Baron before.
Baron first.
Yeah,
Yeah.
before this thing. I think this thing has more of a chance because there's more heroes on it. I think the draw is people that love comics in the Bronze Age, you know, Roger Stern, Sal
Yeah, the
Buscema,
names
Ron
will bring people
Frenz,
in.
they'll bring people in to say, oh, I'll try that. I think the
I
character
love.
design for being in the current. Even though if it, the costume design feels very Bronze Age to me, in terms of like the Blue Baron and
Except for Honcho, he has like a bunch of ads all over
yeah,
it.
he's like the Booster Gold, but he's annoying. Like
Yeah.
I found him like
He's annoying.
super annoying.
He's the Dooverse Cola Honcho.
I liked Raider the best. I like her design, which is
Yeah.
very 70s looking, but I like it. Windfall looks a lot like the samurai from the cartoon. If you ever watched Challenge of the Super Friends, there was a samurai from the Global Guardians. He also had a toy, believe it or not, in the Superpowers collection. where he was like Red Tornado. If you push the arms together, the legs would whirl around.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so he's pretty
Yeah, he's the
cool.
tornado character. The green tornado.
Yeah.
And then you got Startups the Speedster.
Bull.
He's a
Which,
bull.
yeah, he looks a lot like the Ferdinand if you read Wonder Woman. For those who read Wonder Woman, that's what Bull looks like. Honcho is kind of like Booster Gold, but he's more brash. I guess he's more like a strong man brash. And he's annoying to the fact that like he'll get in a fight and he's like, "Well, buy this cola."
Well, because he's also live streaming the whole
He's
thing. He
live
has like a
streaming the
camera on
whole
his
thing,
shoulder.
yeah. Raider I like 'cause her costume plus she's the badass of the group to me. Like she absorbs power and is able to, absorb it and then use it.
Yeah.
Protégé is like Bucky. The Blue Baron's like Captain America. So you got Captain America and Bucky. The
Well,
one
he's
thing
Captain
that the
America,
one the
but
one the one thing you don't get about Blue Baron that I think makes him special is Blue Baron's a kid. Like
well, they
he's
kind of
like
hint like what I was gonna say. He's like Captain America, but instead of being one person, he's like generational. So he's the current Blue Baron.
Yeah, they give generations like from a perspective of you don't know if it's this guy that's lived forever or if it's passed on from generation to generation. And I don't think he wants to let everybody know that. I think he wants
No,
people
he
to
keeps it a
think
secret,
he
yeah.
wants people to think that he's been around forever.
Right.
The part that they don't tell you about Blue Baron is Blue Baron's like Shazam, like Billy Batson, and he can turn into this character.
Oh, okay.
So I found that I love characters like that, because you have like the age discrepancy. It's
Yeah,
like the
those are
movie
always good.
Big where you have the personality of a child, but you're, converting to an adult. And I thought that was not brought out in this book.
No. No, this one actually mostly focused on Startup because she's the newest recruit to the team. So it starts with her being recruited and it kind of follows her journey trying to adjust to being on the team and her new powers and stuff.
Yeah. Protege's costume is so old. That's like a golden age to me.
Yeah, totally.
Like Blue Baron and Protege, their character designs are like way in the golden age. Startup looks more like contemporary, like current. Some of the
Yeah,
other
she's got
co
the
like
aerodynamic
Ra
helmet.
Raider looks Bronze Age. I don't know what Honcho looks like. Maybe 90s, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
And Windfall looks exactly like the DC character, the samurai. But she gets recruited into joining this team, and right off the bat, they're sent on a mission. And not only is that mission like just a local mission. It's a global space mission.
Yeah,
So they
they have
have
to
to get
go
another
in.
spaceship and take off into space.
And she's like, "Wait, there's other there's other planets out there with people?"
Where there's a distress call that they get from a planet way out in space. And they go to protect a world from this female character called, what is her name? I thought it was, oh, Narucrate? Is that how you would pronounce it? Narucrate? I guess
I
that's
don't know.
close enough. Her thing is she takes over worlds and just kills lots of people for art and then like sells it as art. It's so weird.
Yeah, she sees destruction as well. She, yeah, because they kind of show her like past, and she found that people liked the stuff she was doing when she was being
Destroying
destructive.
it, yeah. So now she's taking it to the global scale and she's going after worlds, and they go to protect this world and do end up protecting it, but then endanger Earth in the process. And the one that sent out the distress call is actually the Nerukrate's assistant, because Nerukrate's assistant feels responsible for
Yeah, for
her
encouraging her,
actions, for
yeah.
her encouraging the destruction that's caused the death of billions. So, yeah, it was a pretty good and entertaining story. There's some Kirby crackle.
Yeah, I thought it was fun.
I
Definitely an
can
enjoyable
appreciate
read.
it, but
It
I
was
don't know
well
if.
done.
I think anybody that loves like the Bronze Age and or the history of comic books or these creators will love this. I'm not sure how like a contemporary, somebody that just jumped onto comics in the 2000s would think of this.
I don't know. It was a good story, like even just, despite its influences, just reading it as a story, it was an entertaining story. So, and the art is good. I mean, I think they did a nice mix of showing their influences and their history, but also being kind of contemporary.
Yeah, you do get to know all the characters too, so they juggle all the characters fairly well. Did yours
Yeah.
have a number on the back?
It does.
What did you get? What number are you?
8,116.
I am 7914. 7914.
So I was wondering if those numbers were unique.
Well, I think they are, but I don't. It would be interesting to know what the print run is on this. I wouldn't think. I mean, the fact that they're selling, if they sold 8,000 copies, that's a lot
That
to me.
is
Like for a new
impressive.
company like that, that's impressive. I don't think those two zeros in the front, like if I'd be shocked if those ones were filled out.
If they ever fill those, yeah. Unless they keep going with the numbers. Like, I don't know if these numbers are unique to this
It
book.
says
Oh, I guess it
Heroes
is. Heroes
Union
Union.
member number.
Yeah, so that's my member number.
This is kind of like Triumphant Comics. Do you remember those guys that would put the
Yeah, they
this
put the
is
number
9,000 out of 10,000 or
out of a
something like
million.
that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have that million. They had low print
I
runs. They were like I think 15,000 was their highest. Well, let me look at Chromium Man. That was probably their most popular comic book.
Yeah, did they hit 25,000?
Yeah, I think that was their range. Well, issue one of Chromium Man was 30,000.
Okay.
Issue 10 of Chromium Man was 16. So you could see kind of like the publishing of what they were at. In the midstream, like if we go to issue 5. Issue 5 was at 25,000. And that was probably their. I mean, there was like Riot. What was the other one called? Like Riot Gear. Riot Gear opened up at 25,000. So they were already lower. So I probably did pick their most popular book, Chromium Man. Their crossover was called Triumphant Unleashed.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Triumphant.
I don't know if I have any Triumphant
Unleashed.
books, maybe one or two.
I'd be shocked if you didn't have one from like a comic convention.
I know I've seen them in
Triumphant
quarter
Unleashed was
bins.
31,000, so. What
But what
was
was
the
it? 20,000?
31, but that was their
Ooh.
crossover event. One of these things crossed over with another company too. I can't remember what it was, Chromium Man or what. Because I discovered that one late, because I think I have a complete run of Triumphant Comics.
Is
It was
Triumphant
one of
Comics going
those.
to be in that magazine or that book, I
I
mean?
would hope so, because they were like They launched around the time that Valiant and Malibu and everybody was like, when it was exploding. Before the crash, everything was growing. Their shtick was we're doing sci-fi comics in a shared universe. Dr. Chaos was one, Prince Vandal, Riot Gear, Scavengers. Yeah, I think I have everything of Triumphant. I know there's Ashcans that I don't have, but I do have everything that came out monthly. But the price on this is really good. It's $4.99 for 64 pages, and it's built like a this Heroes Union is like one of those deluxe comics that you would find. It's square bound,
Yeah, prestige format.
gloss cover. It's really nice material.
It's way underpriced. They're not making money on these yet. Was good. I highly recommend it. I'm in. I'm all in with binge books.
They're catering to your model for sure. One issue and well, actually there's an advertisement for Heroes Union number 2 at the
Number
very
two.
end. But we might be like on a half year cycle. I would think they're gonna do.
Yeah, if they're just releasing one book a month. At
Yeah.
least for now. Which is good. I mean, that's smart, starting off slow. Not
Kind of like Ig
sometimes
Brunch
new
comics, like
companies.
extremely slow.
Yeah, that's right. We don't want to flood the market.
That's right. We're waiting for the right time. We're waiting for Marvel and DC to crash, and then we're going to be right there
Slip
waiting.
in. Slip in and take over. Waiting to free up some space on the rack.
I've actually studied some of the pages to see if I could see where Buscema was inking versus the other guy, and I can't decipher it.
Yeah, I didn't notice any inconsistencies between the pages. And it may not even be that they did different pages. It may be like maybe one of them did like the main characters and one did the backgrounds or something.
True.
Like it might, that's what, maybe like Chris Nye just went in and filled in backgrounds and stuff.
Right, and Buscema did all the characters. I don't know.
Did all the main characters,
Could
something like
probably
that.
ask this guy. I know he's on the I know he's on the comic book page Slack channel. I could probably say I'm just curious how the inking was distributed in Heroes Union, and if you could tell me a couple of examples. I would like to know while I have it out. I might do that today just to find
Before
out.
it gets filed away
Yeah,
forever.
before I file it away. I had a hell of a time finding this thing. And I was really worried because if I lose anything, it's usually weird companies like that don't have a lot of books out. Because sometimes my mind, I get like dyslexia and I don't file them in alphabetical. It's under the B's, but sometimes I don't know if why my brain does this, but it does it occasionally. So I was looking for binge, I was like, oh, it's gonna be right before boom, I'll find it. And I was at the storage unit. I found Darling like right away. I knew exactly where it was. It looks Source Point Press. This one wasn't in there, and it turns out it was back here at the house because I haven't filed it away yet. I just didn't realize it was that recent, and I must have just passed it on my first scan because it's not grouped with anything. It's its own company, so I was like gonna tell you, you'll have to cover this one because I can't find it.
I can't find it. Yeah,
It's driving me
it's.
crazy. I was telling Barb, it's tough. It's tough in the storage unit now.
And I'm sure Barb has a solution to your
Yeah,
problem.
Barb's like, sell this shit. Get it out of my house.
Don't buy any new
Yeah,
comics.
she gets me really depressed with her solutions. My blood pressure actually goes up really high. It starts off like 120 over 80, and then she starts talking about getting rid of my
Get all
comics,
stressed out.
and it goes into like 200 over, like it's high blood pressure.
Yeah, she should probably stop doing that.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. Risk your life for what?
So what do we else we got? We got Spawn and Savage Dragon.
I'm gonna go grab a drink.
All right, while he grabs a drink, I will be talking about G.I. Joe, a real American hero. Because I've been reading that and I've been enjoying the hell out of it. And I've been buying some back issues. I'm trying to finish the entire run. And I think the most challenging book is going to be the final issue of the Marvel one, which seems to be going for like $180, because it's the last issue. So usually when you're buying just a typical comic book, like the early issues are expensive, like 1, 2, and 3, and then you'll also guarantee that the later ones are very expensive, like the last one and the penultimate issue, because of the rarity. The obviously when number 1, 2, and 3 come out, you have high print runs, and then you get into the end of the series, and as the series goes on, the print runs dwindling, just like we were talking about the Triumphant comics. As we were going through the issues, we could tell the print run because of the number that is on top of the cover. But you could see as each issue came out, the print run went it dropped statistically. So when they get to the end of the run, like 155, I think, is the final issue of G.I. Joe, and then 155 and a half, IDW took over. And then it's still going on A Real American Hero. But I've been reading one around the 120s, and I've been adoring G.I. Joe. And I don't have a long history with G.I. Joe, other than I started buying G.I. Joe around the time that IDW came around. And then my brother early on gave me his run of G.I. Joe, which was like 1 through 20, and then he had a lot in the middle and a few in the end. And I never really read them, but I started reading it around IDW, and at the time I was more into the new I like Mike Costa doing G.I. Joe, which was modernizing G.I. Joe, and Larry Hama was still doing G.I. Joe, a Real American Hero. But I was more into the other stuff, like Cobra and the G.I. Joe proper title, that were more modern takes on the characters. But then I started reading the IDW series, A Real American Hero, and I was like, this is what I'm really enjoying, because it has old school feel to it. And then I got into just recently buying some G.I. Joe and randomly reading it for Retrocast and sort of falling in love with it and wanting to complete it. So that's what I've been doing. I ordered some of that from Aaron Myers. I picked up some Mortal Kombat, because although I have almost a full run of Ultraverse. I do have a full run of Ultraverse. There might be some ash cans and variants I'm missing, but in terms of the Ultraverse, I have everything, including when they went over to Marvel. Marvel procured them. But I've been trying to fill in a lot of Malibu comics, like getting Men in Black. I got the first appearance of Men in Black and all of those movies, tie-ins. And I've been picking up Malibu comics, and I got Mortal Kombat from them, from Aaron Myers. So I picked up Mortal Kombat, some Silver Age Doctor Strange, and one Silver Age X-Men comic, because I'm really trying to fill in at least the X-Men from issue 20 on, so I have a complete run of X-Men. And I can't remember what else. There was a bunch of like miscellaneous thing. There was a Star Comics He-Man that I got, the final issue. The final issues are hard to get, just like I was talking about. G.I. Joe, Real American Hero 155 is, $200 almost. So yeah, those last issues and penultimate issues are expensive. So I got He-Man, Masters of the Universe. Well, it's just Masters of the Universe number 13 or something like that, which is the final issue of the Star Marvel Comics run, which is the death of Skeletor. So I have been picking up a couple of issues of that. I want to fill that run as slowly but surely. Are you back?
I'm back.
All right. So we can go to you want to do Savage Dragon next? 260.
Or do you want to do Echo Lands?
Oh yeah, let's do Echolands before we get into our Fanatics and Spawning
Your
Ground.
special features. So Echo Lands is our horizontal comic where the staples are on the top of the comic, so it opens up sideways. Which is better than a sideways comic that opens on the top, because those are hard to read. This is easy to read. The collection will have to be sideways on the shelf when it comes out, though. And this is by J.H. Williams the third and W. Hayden Blackman.
My favorite panel, my favorite is like one of the layouts where you read it left to right, and each panel goes across two pages, and they have this one punching guy right in the middle. I really like the way that panel looks. It looks like this guy with a beard is the mentor of the main character that wears a red hood, and or he's an assistant, and they're being
Yeah,
chased
basically
by
helps
salt,
her out.
like a military. They look like they could be like Nazis, but they're not. They have like these arrows on their hats. They're being chased because she stole an artifact, and the police are after her and her friend, who has a battle axe on his back.
It's weird, the when she's running through the city, you see like all the people living in the city, and it's kind of like a It almost looks like a gosh, what's it
Circus
called?
show.
Well, what's it? What's that? Like a collage almost of different characters from different things. Like some are cartoony, some are realistic, some are black and white.
Oh yeah, I didn't pay attention to that.
It's real interesting.
I thought it looked like a circus though. Like 'cause there's a
Yeah,
circus tent in the background. It's weird
there
because
is.
it I didn't notice the black and white characters. That's weird. The guy in
And
the
then there's,
foreground looks like Adam Strange eating a taco.
yeah,
But
he's definitely
then
a
there's that one
spaceman eating a
guy right
taco.
above black and white Frankenstein
As a cartoon.
that looks like a cartoon character. Kind of looks like Harpo Marx or something with red hair. I didn't pay attention to that. That's interesting.
Yeah, and then in the very background, there's a guy who looks kind of like Sandman.
Yeah.
Next to the
There's a dude riding an elephant, a guy in a fish
elephant.
market. The vampire Frankenstein thing's very weird, 'cause they're looking like they're gonna fight,
Yeah,
and
it
they're
looks like
black and white. Looks like
Frankenstein
he's
has like a
protecting
bunch of
a little
little
girl too.
girl, yeah, from Frankenstein. You could just spend an hour looking at this panel.
I didn't pay attention to that until you pointed that out.
And look, above the elephant, there's like some kind of a lizard, giant lizard creature with like a muzzle on it.
Yeah.
There's air blimps. It's in San Francisco. It's the Wharf of San Francisco.
And even the buildings and architecture, you have like futuristic buildings and then like Renaissance looking buildings and Roaring Twenties looking buildings and one building that looks like it's a knight. Did you notice that with the scene with the big whopper in the sky? The big hamburger.
Oh yeah.
If you
Yeah.
look
Oh
to the
yeah. That,
left,
oh, that's, I didn't realize it was a building.
that's a building and it's like a knight.
Yeah.
That looks pretty cool.
And then there's one of those cats like that paws.
Yeah, something you'd find in Tokyo.
Yeah, giant one. Weird. Man, the detail, even along the like yeah, and the rest of the like the other page, like the rest of the page. So this is like a double page kind of scene with panels in it. But along the bottom, there's like guy smoking a cigar. He looks like a Western kind of
Yeah, it
guy.
looks like Clint Eastwood or
And then
somebody.
there's a witch.
There's a samurai.
Yep, samurai, witch, a homeless guy. This guy looks like some kind of young warrior who's going to discover himself.
Like that you got that out of this guy. A young warrior that's going to discover himself.
Then there's a giant robot, and there's a giant troll or something. Then there's like a Robin Hood kind of guy.
Yeah, carrying
Got everything.
trees or branches and a bunch of like peacock looking things. The next page though is my favorite 'cause I really dig that
Oh,
they
the
went
layout. Yeah.
I like the layout because you like read across. And then the guy's like right in the foreground, like punching those guys. Like there's an action scene. It has like a 3D effect to it, right? Like the panels are in the background and the guy is in the foreground.
Superimposed, yeah, in front of the
Yeah.
on the front of the panels.
I really like the detail on that. That's awesome looking.
It's like an additional panel on top of the other panels. It's even got the girl fighting them in the background. Yeah, so they fight those guys and they kind of escape, and then they're going off trying to get out of the town and stay away from them, but they run into a
Those
dead end.
cops.
Yeah, they
And
run
they
into a
shoot
dead
like an
end.
electric web around the one guy.
It was interesting. She says, "I swear this wasn't here last week." And he says, "Last week, you can't trust these alleys to keep their shape for more than a few days." So it's like a changing city.
Yeah. I like the fact that she says, "Ah, cock and balls."
She does say cock and balls. Ah, cock and balls.
Why did this guy start like disintegrating? I can't remember.
She used her powers.
Oh, yeah, she got into his head. She said red.
Yeah, she says
And
red,
then
and then she
he like just blew up from the inside.
yeah, blows up his head in very graphic fashion on the next page. It's like face peels off, basically.
Yeah.
Gruesome. This is definitely a visual feast for the eyes.
Then she has like a nemesis that's following her trail and trying to track her down.
Yeah, but and she's being hired. She was hired by someone else, who's Jem, the Little Red Riding Hood stole.
I don't know who that cowboy was that answered the door and then gets shot with an arrow. Or no, he gets a sword through the door.
Yeah, no one steals from Taro's Desmond, so that's the bad guy that she stole from. Yep, and then the enforcer comes to get her, and then she uses her powers again.
I was surprised how much I like this, because usually the landscape mode I hate, and this was fun.
Yeah, this is. I guess you could do it in either format, but yeah, he definitely made use of this format. Big giant panels.
Sounds like this was like 15 years in the making for these two to get together to do something that wasn't somebody else's property.
Yeah, there's an interesting back matter. They have like a. Well, at first, they have an interview with the bad guy in the story. And then they have a the history of the comic, yeah, in the back by both the creators.
And a musical, like what they listened to during the creation of the.
Yeah, that was weird. It's like 4 pages of songs or records.
Well, I looked at all the bands, and the ones that I relate to are Styx, Cars, David Bowie, ELO, and then it's like all of these other ones I didn't even know who they were. There was Iron Maiden in there. I did notice that. There was
Yeah.
soundtracks like 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Yeah, and this, let's see, what do I know? Guess Huffer. What else is in here? Mastodon, Hawkwind, She and Him, Ween of Montreal.
I know of Ween.
A
I
lot of
never
stuff
listened
in here.
to Ween. Just like I know the White Stripes, but I don't like them. So they're in here too.
Yeah, what Ween album does he have? The Mollusk. Yeah, that's a good album.
But I do like the Cars, and I listen to all of them.
Yep, and a lot of classic stuff. Mott the Hoople, Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, like Fleetwood Mac. I guess I like all the popular stuff, looking
Bowie,
at this
Talking
stuff.
Heads. Lots of Bowie.
I'm not a Talking Heads guy. I love Psycho Killer, especially after
No.
watching Bloodshot, but I love
Yeah.
that song. But other than
Not
that, I'm not a
either.
big. I like Same As It Ever Was just because it's such an odd video, but
Never really liked
sometimes
this,
you
but
ask yourself.
yeah, it's definitely memorable.
Plus, they had Kermit imitate him in the Muppets, and I'm a big Muppets fan, so.
I didn't. Burt
Yeah.
Bacharach. Casino Royale soundtrack.
There you go.
That sounds good. I didn't know he did the Casino Royale soundtrack. John Carpenter lost themes too.
It's amazing. John Carpenter does a lot of. Composition because he did the Halloween theme too.
And apparently there's an Echolands black and white version.
I couldn't find my glasses and they were on my head.
It's a classic. It's a classic.
When I put it in the bagging board, I put it in. With the number one at the top, so like when I'm looking for something, I'll be able to find it.
Yes, that's the best way to put it. You won't know what. Oh yeah, it does kind of. Yeah, actually, they made it. Well, they put the name and number in the right spot,
Yeah.
so It's easy to see when you go through the box.
I hate Val. When Vertigo was around, they'd put Vertigo numbers at the bottom, and that's so hard to see what
I
number
hate
it
it.
is. I hate it.
Yeah.
I don't mind it when you're presented with it. Like, you know, I'm gonna read this issue and this is what the issue is, but when you're going through a box, you can't see the numbers.
Yeah, and it stinks when you're going through the dollar box because you got to lift each one up to see what number it is.
Matt Kent makes the numbers like really hard to read in like ENIAC and stuff. Like, it's hard to tell what number is there. So now we can get into Fanatics.
Yeah, play the theme song.
Oh, Savage Dragon.
That was a good song. I don't have any instruments with me.
Yeah, you're a great guitar player. Oh, you play the ukulele. And the flute.
We do have a ukulele. It's in my son's room.
My favorite one that you play is the tooth comb. That's the one I really like.
Tooth comb. Oh
Yeah.
yeah, I've heard that before.
When you play the tooth comb at the cons, like in front of people, that's fun.
I play the mouth harp.
Yeah, the mouth harp. I call it the tooth comb. But that's when you like get all the people to stand around you. You just break out at the con and pull out the mouth harp and
Pull out my comb and start wailing.
people like the Bill Bomer mouth, you know, like when it starts doing stuff.
And I start playing
Especially in the back of the caboose. When the mouth starts doing things,
this.
people pay attention.
That's right, the crowds form. Thank you.
So Savage Dragon 260 is the lettering experiment.
Yes.
And it's also the failed lettering experiment.
Yes.
And I don't understand how, if there was a recall, but I do know they contacted the stores, and I don't know if they were supposed to send them back or what, but he gave me the copy of the original, and then he gave me the copy of the one that they reprinted. So I have
Yeah.
like four copies of it.
I think it was a. They let the stores know there was a misprinting and that they could send them back, but I don't think they had to send them back.
And you can see like early on in the issue that it's right and then it gets wrong if you
Yeah, and
compare them.
it looked like some. Yeah, so the screw up was. So it was supposed to be originally A was going to be inked or lettered by one guy, and the B variant was going to be inked by another guy, but accidentally the B variant had a mix of pages from both letterers. So it was like one, I think it was like in most cases, one side of the page was one letterer and the other side of the page was another letterer. But
Yeah.
not in all cases, but in most cases. So you had a strange mix of lettering.
Cool experiment. I liked it. I like to
Yeah.
see it, looking at it side by side if you look at it, and it's cool to see like different interiors.
It's cool to see how the letterers chose to place the dialogue bubbles and not place them and things and do the sound effects.
Do you think that Torment,
Once they chose.
did you get this vibe? And I'm going to ask you, and maybe I just got the vibe because of The Shining, but the fact that the mother's name was Mrs. Torrance and the way these heads talk to each other, did you get like The Shining kind of vibe. Like he was doing a thing on
And
the
not the
Red Run
Shining.
kid.
I didn't sense that, but
Maybe
I
I
could
just
see
have
that.
Mrs. Torrance, like I have that in my head, like with The Shining. You got to remember, I've seen The Shining like 100 times,
Yeah.
and part of it was because we stayed at
The
the
hotel.
Shining Hotel, and all they do is play The Shining 24/7, and they play the Jack Nicholson Shining 24/7.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, it's on a station, and you just turn
Yeah,
on your
just keeps
TV, and it's
playing.
like The Shining, and it's like, God, I've seen it
Guess that
so many
makes
times.
sense. Yeah.
But the way these heads on Torment talk, it reminded me of when the kid was talking to like his imaginary, when he'd go into that mode, and the fact that they named his mom Mrs. Torrance, I was like, okay, this is, I got the vibe. But this is the
Yeah, I
wedding
didn't get
of
that. I
Paul.
just got this more of a devil and angel type situation.
Yeah, the demon on one side and the good spirited angel on the other.
Yeah. Fighting back and forth. Which
This
that'd be
is,
annoying if I was him. I would say, shut up, you guys.
yeah, it's almost like
Stop talking.
the middle strong guy with the two heads on the shoulders is not even cognizant of what's going on.
Yeah.
He's just listening to the heads in the top.
It was even ever talk,
I don't
or is it
think
just the
so. It's
heads?
just the heads.
So he's just a passenger. Yeah,
This is the wedding of Paul. Paul gets a robotic arm because he got his arm removed. Was it, did Thor remove his arm? Somebody removed his arm. I think it was Thor.
It might have been, yeah.
When he, during a fight, it could have been Thor or the Mako, the shark. It was the shark.
Oh, yeah, it might have
The
been.
but it's not the Mako that is the, it's Mako took taken over by the serial killer. Remember, Malcolm just said, "Oh, you can take on Mako. You can go, you know, take care of it while I stay home and fuck on Maxine or whatever. I have sex with Maxine." But so he goes off, and
So
you learn
I
that
think he said it.
Mako is
Fuck on
possessed by a
Maxine.
serial killer. Yeah. So he gets a robotic arm from his friends that he has a link like to Joseph Strange and the multiverse, because he was his best friend in the multiverse, I guess. And then Maxine's chewing Malcolm's ass because he doesn't want to be best man. Because she's like, that's your father. You don't want to go to his wedding? And he's just like, he's weirded out by the whole thing.
He's like, not my dad.
But Maxine is always dressed in these weird outfits. Like, I don't think she even knows what panties are. Like, and then she just gets on his knees. Like, she just stands and.
Stands on his legs.
The kids love him, Pickle Jar. I like how she calls him Pickle Jar. And what does he call her? He calls her something weird too.
Yeah, they always call each other's.
Carpet bag.
Carpet bag.
He calls her carpet bag and she calls him Pickle Jar. And she's like, "What do I need to do to convince you to give him a second chance?" And he goes, "Well, that is an excellent start." I don't know what she did because it's off panel, but he's like, oh boy.
Think she, yeah, well, she stood on his knees and
We can only imagine.
isn't wearing anything underneath. It's like, that's a good start.
And then Torment's like tearing apart a bunch of cops and people. He's ripping
Yeah,
them apart. The one head is like, "Please don't shoot. He's just hungry." And the other part is, "Rip him to pieces. Eat him. Swallow him."
please
And
don't shoot.
Paul is asking this other guy to be his best man because he knows that Malcolm turned him down. And then Amy and Alex are talking about her wedding dress, and She just wants to wear this informal thing, and Amy wants her to have a formal wedding dress. Malcolm goes and visits Mrs. Torrance to talk about Torment, Tommy, and she says he's not there, but he is there. There's a funny scene in here, though. It reminds me because I do take baths every now and then, and I take bubble baths, and it made me laugh out loud because I wanted to show Barb this, but Torment says the one head on this one side says, "What a grown ass man is doing sitting in a bathtub full of bubbles in the first place is beyond me." And I'm like, "I'm a grown ass man." I take a bubble bath, like once every 3 months. I don't know. And Torment was in the bubble bath. And by the time Malcolm gets
Was
there, he's gone. And then it cuts to
yep,
the
he's gone out
wedding.
the window.
And they're going to the wedding in the process, but Torment goes to the house and, like, really great splash pages where he, like, just rips Maxine out of the window as he's, like, scaling the window.
And the kids and Malcolm are watching from the inside the apartment.
The interesting thing here is that I think Maxine is like in this wedding gown, ready to go to the wedding, and I don't think she's wearing panties here either. I don't think she wears panties.
She doesn't like them.
It's like Bill.
Clearly, she's smart. I don't wear panties either. You, I mean, usually.
Yeah. Only at the cons when you're playing your
It is.
mouth harp.
You think she'd wear panties when she's wearing that short a dress going to a wedding?
She doesn't wear a dress that's like not at crotch level. Like,
You better not bend over. That's all I'm saying. At the wedding.
I can't believe she doesn't get hurt from this because she doesn't have any powers. And he rips her out by the hair
Yeah, that
through
would
the
hurt.
window. Malcolm saves her.
And then
Well,
throws her.
that's incredible. Is Torment throws her out the window, so she's in a free fall. Malcolm jumps out the window, catches her midair,
Throws.
throws her by the leg back into the bedroom as he crashes to the ground.
It was amazing. And I saw that sequence. I'm like, is that physically possible? I guess if he used enough force, he could push him, could catch up to her falling down. But it's gra can he grab her and throw her back up? Like, is that physically
I
possible?
don't know, but he did it.
Because you don't have any.
'Cause gravity is pulling you down
And you're not pushing off
and
anything.
off of anything.
But I guess he has giant muscles, so
Yeah.
he can do it.
You should try it at the next
I
convention. I'll
could
throw
not
you
do
out the window.
it. I cannot do
We'll
it.
put a stuffed animal in your arms and
I'll
see if you
throw it
can
out the
throw it up
window.
at me as you're falling. This scene is awesome, though. They get married. They say, "I do, I do." And then the fight scene cuts back, and he punches Malcolm in the guts and then starts choking him with his
Rips
own
out his, yeah, pulls out
intestines.
his intestines.
And then the mom comes, "Tommy, what are you doing?" And then the head says, "Mom, what are you doing here?" And then Malcolm just takes his fists and punches both those heads at the same time, and I think he kills Tommy.
That was gross.
And he sort of pushes his intestines back, tries to put himself back together, and then passes out. And then Maxine is at the hospital with Malcolm. And she's trying to defend herself about the wedding, why they didn't show. And so Malcolm was attacked. If you don't believe me, see the video or. And then she looks at his cock. And that's all that matters.
Yeah, who's she talking to?
I don't know if it's Amy or if it's Alex or Paul. I don't know. I would assume Amy.
It's someone who's asking about his dick, so.
Amy's his daughter. I don't know. Would it be Amy? Maybe Alex? Maybe his mom? Maybe her mom. Is she talking to her mom
Probably.
again? Because her mom was doing the
It's gotta be
porns.
Alex. Yeah, it's gotta be Alex. I guess it could be her mom.
Yeah.
Did his dick get ripped off? A weird phrase. I feel like Mike's in the hospital. He's in a terrible accident. Oh
Is his
no.
dick
Is his
okay?
dick okay? It's good stuff. How's his dick?
Then there was a short story in here, continued from the last one with Red Hook, called The Bride of Wax.
Yeah, Red Hook and Dragon.
I think
Good stuff.
Red Hook is a Dean Haspiel creation, right?
I believe so.
Have we got Ant number one yet? I'm confused.
Didn't we
Or did
read it?
we just get Ant?
No,
Let me
we read
see.
Ant number one.
So we're
Wait.
waiting on Ant number two.
I can't remember.
No, we didn't. We didn't get Ant number one. We only have the Ant that was number 19 or
That's right.
whatever
We had
continue.
the 13, yeah,
Yeah,
or
so
whatever
we
it
haven't
was.
got Ant number one.
Yeah, because we don't know yet.
I can't believe he's trying to do two books. Like, there's one thing about Todd McFarlane doing four books because he has other people doing a lot of stuff, but Eric's doing
Right.
everything.
And there was a question in the letters column about it. Let me find it. Here we go. I'm definitely okay. Okay. I like Ant and I've always enjoyed her appearances in Savage Dragon. I'm just worried that this means we won't be seeing as many issues of Dragon this year. This is what Ben Wade from Orlando asks. And he says, Eric says, we'll both have to wait and see how this all plays out. The honest truth is that it's not always predictable. Certain issues can take an extraordinarily long to come together for a number of reasons. I agree, had a scene, blah, 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 blah. He says the cartoony issue took him forever. Let's see. If I'm struggling and it can take forever, sadly, I have no way of going. Savage Dragon is and will continue to be my first priority, but Anne is a character I've been making plans for and thinking about for years and feel compelled to tell her story as well. So,
Well,
yeah, hopefully it
I'm
doesn't
hoping
delay us too
that you know
much.
how they haven't been soliciting stuff lately? I'm hoping that
Yeah.
it's because he's trying to catch up, so he's got like queued up, you know what I
Or yeah,
mean?
queue up a couple Savage
Yeah.
Dragons. Yeah. Yeah, he is crazy though.
Yeah. And he likes
Amazing
to
that he's
do a
still
lot of
doing one.
experiments. Like he loves to do a lot of different things, like in this case, the lettering.
Well, at least in this case, it didn't affect. It wasn't more work for him, so.
Yeah.
Well, except that he has to now figure out which letter he likes best. Good stuff, though. Always good.
So that takes us to Spawning Ground.
All right, play the theme song. It's
Ah,
not.
clank, clank, clank. I imagine it's the sound of chains like
Chains,
clanking.
dragging on the
That's like spare parts,
ground.
special effects here.
It's
Star.
power squad.
I used to have an old record when I was like, I don't know, 5 or 6. It was a
Oh, Halloween sound
Halloween
effects.
sound effect album. And it had like chains dragging. That's what I
Yeah.
expect
That'd be
we could
perfect.
play.
Cue it. Cue it up.
Gotta find that record. It's gotta
It's
be here somewhere.
probably not copywritten anymore. It's so old. Public domain.
So that takes us to Spawning Ground issue 321. I bought all covers again. I'm nuts that way.
You're crazy that way. I bought McFarlane cover. After Zaffino, it says. What cover is that? Is it a Doctor Strange cover? That's what it looks like.
It looks like a Doctor Strange just because of the circles and the...
Yeah. Connecting circles. Let me see if I can find a doctor.
Does it say after... Does it say after what issue?
No, it just says after Zaffino.
So you're going to look like Zaffino Doctor Strange? Is that what you're going to do?
No, I'm just going to look. I'm just going to go look up Doctor Strange. That would probably be a quicker way of doing it, though. Zaff.
So this is by Todd McFarlane, script plot. It's by Carlos Barberi and Thomas Notchlink, who does the Medieval Spawn story, which is probably the back matter, I would imagine. Or is the Medieval Spawn story, like, from...
Yeah, this thing's the back... I believe it's the back matter story.
If it's not the back matter story, it's when the timer goes off and it says 1816, and then the story is divided and it cuts to Mark. So, looks like the style changes for sure.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me why Spawn...
That was the backup, wasn't it? Yeah.
Spawn, well, there's also a backup to the backup, because they in Spawning Ground they give a history of Medieval Spawn.
Oh yeah. No, I think it is that second story after the time thing.
I think this artist, this other one, has like a Sam Keith look to it.
Which one?
The second artist? Artist, yeah.
Really? I do not get Sam Keith from that.
I get Sam Keith, like, when I see the guy, like,
I disagree.
His, I wouldn't Just... would agree with myself. Because he has, like, this thick line. Like, look at when he draws Medieval Spawn, like, when he puts the head on. That has like a Sam Keith look to it, to me.
Not to me.
But you don't know what you're talking about.
You need to put your glasses on, or take your glasses off, I mean. One of those two.
So this is a story. The synopsis of this is sort of Al Spawn is pissed off because he doesn't know where Medieval Spawn went off to, and he takes it out on his team. He just like, you motherfuckers, just get out of here. I don't even want you here. I'm just gonna do it all by myself. So that's pretty much what he's saying. Like, get the fuck out of here. I'm just gonna solve this problem and this war by myself. I don't need you. And then it cuts to this scene where he goes after this one guy, and that guy has a little girl captive. And I can't figure out why he didn't kill the guy, because it seems like this guy was keeping her captive the entire time, had sex with her, raped her. She had a baby, and he doesn't like her because she had the baby. See, I think he should have killed this motherfucker, and he's still alive. I didn't understand why. And then he sees a lot of flashbacks with Wanda and how he beat his wife, I guess, during a certain scene. So that was all interesting, but why didn't he kill this motherfucker? That's what I couldn't like. He might kill him in the next issue.
Yeah, well, because at the
Because
end,
that
he
guy's
like.
at the he's she's in the basement. In the end, the guy comes in and he says, "You don't look so good, Spawn. You know what would help? Would it make you feel better if it always did for me? Is have a go at her. She won't mind. She's a good girl. Ain't that right, Melissa?" So I think he's gonna
Well,
kill his ass.
because then it goes with those words, Spawn realizes he's not losing his mind, he's losing control. The louder he screams, the darker it gets. First it's the basement, then the house, and eventually the entire county. So he like lets out a scream and some kind of EM pulse or something that like knocks out the
All the electricity.
all the electricity in the county. The blackness is upon them. So I think Spawn's just unleashed some kind of new power. He's pissed.
I hope he kills this motherfucker.
I'm sure he will.
He doesn't deserve to. I'd give him a gruesome death, too.
No doubt.
And then the second part of this story deals with Mark going back to work even if after he told him to leave. And him remembering his love. And then he hoods the he puts the helmet back on.
Yeah, the mask is like following him around. Like everywhere he looks, the mask is there. He doesn't know what's going on, but then he puts it, then it compels him to put it on. So the mask is controlling him because none of them yet know that he's Medieval Spawn. And I did like in this one that they, it was interesting that they put a, like you said before, the Medieval Spawn history in the back matter.
I read all that back matter. It's good. It was a good synopsis.
Yeah.
King Spawn, number one. You know what I really liked about King Spawn number one is that Haunt was back.
Oh, yeah, I
I
saw that.
freaking
That
loved
was
it.
cool.
Cause I knew his name. Like I'm like, oh, they mentioned Daniel Kilgore. I'm like, I wonder who owns the rights to that, if it's like shared between Kirkman and him, or I didn't pay attention to the, or if it's all Todd.
Let's see. It looks like it's all tied. It's only copyright on here.
Okay, so he doesn't have to credit Kirkman. 'Cause Haunt was Kirkman and Capullo, inked by Todd McFarlane, co-written by Todd McFarlane, if I remember correctly. And somebody else took over later on, but the early issues.
Yeah, I don't remember.
This was a dark opening to this story. It came out really dark because this guy blew up himself and killed a bunch of kids that he was teaching. This was pretty gruesome. Started quoting the Bible and killed everyone. And then Spawn is investigating and finds this Sigil. It sounds like cross-gen because everything was Sigil related. And that linked him back to a politician, which he went to go visit.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. There's one page where Spawn is like infiltrated like a chat on the dark web or something, trying to get clues.
Yeah, I got
So
lost
that's
in
pretty
that, to tell you
funny.
the truth. But I sort of followed it.
Yeah, it's an unknown user.
Is that
But
who
it's Spawn
Spawn
is watching.
is?
I figured it was Spawn. They're like, how do you get in here? Why does it show that? It says there's only four of us in this group. Who's this other guy?
Yeah, he says, what if Spawn is watching you?
Tell your legion I'm coming for all of you.
And then this other guy's like, fuck, I wish I'd just been porn. And he does come for him, and Spawn does threaten the woman. She seems pretty evil, though. Just by what she's saying about the kids and stuff. Because she says, heaven needs more archangels like you, Mr. Raphael. I think you deserve a little reward for your efforts. Knowing that he was involved with a bunch of death of kids. Her name is Miss Leviathan. And Spawn almost kills her and threatens her, and if this guy doesn't talk. And he does talk, which leads him to New York. And then there's this one guy that just by yelling can make heads explode. He seems to be an angel, I think. Metatron?
Yeah, and he was mentioned earlier too.
Yeah. Then you got Sam and Twitch, which I really love.
Yeah, I'd love to see Sam and Twitch again.
Because they're investigating the body that just exploded, that the angel blew up. Because there's a war. What's brewing is a war between heaven and hell. That's what all this
Right.
is happening in Spawn.
Yeah, and Metatron, he is, what does it say? He's from heaven, right? But
Yeah.
he's trapped on Earth. Oh, and isn't he trying to get God to reveal himself or something?
Well, I think Spawn thinks that it's a trap. Like, they said a light. Even this seems too obvious for a pompous ass like Metatron, which makes this a trap.
Yeah.
And then as he's going to see Metatron, and I think he sees Metatron. I don't know if that's Metatron that blew up, because he Spawn gets there, and there's like
He thinks it is.
a body just blown up, like disintegrated.
Yeah,
And
in
it
front of a
has
bunch
like
of
Psalms
screens.
137 on there on the screen.
Yeah. Which they were quoting earlier, I think. Oh no, that's the group.
And then we get the three reporters from CNN, Entertainment Tonight, and Fox News. The Fox News guy's like, bring it. Let this cult motherfuckers come try to take my kids. I'll just take my guns out and blow them to shit. And there, these this cult is like yelling, "Smash the heads of the little ones." And I don't know who this. He looks like a naked dude sitting in a chair is. I don't know if I'm supposed to know that. I
I don't
don't.
know. He
He
says,
says,
"All
"All
hail
hail,
King."
King Spawn." But I think Spawn is Spawn. Like, I don't know if he's like trying to lead Spawn to hell or if he's King Spawn.
Don't know. He's got some skulls on his chair. It looks like he's naked
Yeah.
in front of screens.
And then you got a cool haunt thing, which I really liked because it looked like Daniel was in a relationship of some sort, and she turns on him. She goes like, "Where do you have any more knives? I have a kitchen sink, a drawer next to the sink full of them." And then she grabs the knives and pins him to the wall with all the knives. And then he looks like he's crucified. And then the Redeemer comes and frees him. I like how he's
Wasn't she
got
like
the.
dating him for like 6 weeks or something?
Yeah.
That's cold.
Well, it looked like he was in love. Like, he
Yeah,
really loved.
5 weeks. Yeah, she's been dating him for him for 5 weeks to get close to him. Just like she can kill him.
The Redeemer takes off his helmet or his costume, and he's got like coins over his eyes. Looks like
Yeah.
it says they took something from me to prove their point. And I guess Redeemer owes something to Daniel's brother, which is the ghost that talks to him, Kurt. So that was cool. I always like and then there was Nightmare, which I don't remember if he had appeared anywhere else before this. He looks like a spawn from hell. He even has like the goat legs.
Oh, yeah, he does. I didn't notice that.
He kills two people that used to work for him.
Yeah, his followers. And he's talking to someone in hell. My name is Nightmare. And then a bunch of other people show up at the house. This is awesome. I can't believe we won this contest. You do not want to win that contest.
Looks like they're going to a contest to die.
Yep, they're not going to be happy. Get their eyes poked out.
And then
The
this
last
story
one.
is about a kid and a father. And he looks like he's in like a crime lord type dude.
Yeah, his
And he
kid's
puts
dad's
his
like a
son
mobster.
away. He's a mobster. And it looks like he's bringing upon this who looks like the Redeemer, but it's not the Redeemer, it's somebody else. They name him, but I forget what the name is. Komox.
Comox.
And then a gunslinger spawn, which it looks like we've seen this one before.
Yeah, that was a reprint of one they had in Spawn already.
We saw this in the Spawn universe, right?
Yeah, that might have been where it
Yeah, I
was.
think that's where it was.
Yeah.
And then they had a cool interview where Todd McFarlane interviews Sean Lewis, and then Sean Lewis interviews Todd McFarlane. I like this issue a lot.
Yeah, so did
It's a
I.
lot of fun. I like these issues more than the one with that happened last month where it was just one big fight scene. I like when there's like a little more substance, and this one had like a lot of stuff
Yeah, this
happening in
was
it.
a lot of setups, yeah, to stuff that's going on in the world, preparing for this battle, this upcoming battle.
Yep. I haven't been taking notes. That's bad.
You know what we covered, though.
They're all number ones, so it's not too hard. Spawn, the only ones I have to worry about are Spawn and Savage Dragon.
Sav.
What issue was Savage Dragon? 260?
Yeah, 260.
King Spawn number one. Echolands. All right. Well, I think that covers all. Oh, Heroes Union. I forgot to write that too. I'm usually on top of things. Darling. I think that covers all the books that we're covering. We've got to discuss what we're going to cover next time.
Next time on Geek Brunch Podcast.
But I, one thing I was thinking of doing is adding a new segment when we do previews where we could talk about an old issue that we just purchased. Like one I purchased and one you purchased from these like My Comic Shop purchases or eBay.
Oh, like reviewing them? Like
Yeah,
one that
just
we
talk about
read?
it, why, why we bought it, what this was about, what it panned out
What
to
we
be.
thought of it. Yeah, we could do that. Know what else I'd like to do? Another new segment.
What?
Well, I don't know. It's contingent upon something. So a while back, you had mentioned that Vantage magazine
Vantage magazine.
from the 90s. It was the one where they review press like upcoming comics back in the 90s.
God, I don't remember this.
It's called Vantage. There's a bunch of issues of it. I was wondering how many issues you have of it. If you got a bunch of them or if you just got one.
Oh, I just have 15.
Okay.
Oh, no, I have a few. I have zero. Is this
Yeah.
the one Vantage Comic and Card Picks?
Yeah. Well, it went by different names, but yeah. Because, yeah, they
I
originally.
have 1 through 4, 6 through 9, and then 15.
Okay, because they had like a black and white.
This is so fucking weird though, 'cause I don't remember this at
Yeah.
all. Like it like left my brain entirely. Why
It's
did I like buy this to begin with? I don't remember.
Well, I got a couple issues of it because you had mentioned it. Well, Zero is fantastic because it has Jim Shooter interview, why did Shooter leave Valiant? Chris Claremont on Defiant. Defiant Triumph crossover.
Where did I get these from and where are they? Are they comic book size? At least tell me
Yeah,
that.
they are comic book size.
Okay, I think I can find them at least. I don't remember anything about this. This like left my head. I vaguely remember talking about it. Like I found out about these from blah, and then I talked about it and says I don't know where I'm gonna find the rest of them, but I found a good chunk of them.
Yeah, I ordered a bunch off of my comic shop because I had gotten a couple issues after you mentioned them, and a couple of weeks ago I read, what did I get, number 7, because it had Defiant shuts down news and analysis, but I was looking through it. There's a lot of good stuff in here, man. Ooh.
Okay, let's do that, but I need some time to find it.
Yeah. For sure. One
They
cool thing in
would
here.
all
So,
be in the same place. Where did I get them from?
yeah,
I
it's
probably
probably
my
together.
comic shop, right? Is
Yeah,
there a way to
probably.
search your orders on there? I can't remember. If
I
I
don't
go to
think
view
so.
account, view account, orders. View all orders. View all orders. All items ordered. Oh, wow, that's good. Vantage.
Can you search?
Yeah.
Really? I
I
didn't know.
ordered it in 2019. Now, if I could go back in time, let's see if I can find it. Well, if I could find something else I ordered with it, then I'd be easier to find.
You'll know.
In this one,
You.
I lost the context once I went into the search.
This is interesting.
Oh.
They have like picks and stuff. Hot picks. Key books to look for.
2019, man, that was a long time ago. If I can find the order, I don't see how I can do that. Sort by date shipped. That'll be good. I can sort by date shipped. Now if I search for Vantage. Okay, well, if I can find my Untold Legends of the Batman and my Venom books, where I ordered a bunch of Venom and Zorro, if I can find the Zorro and Cadillacs and Dinosaurs.
Oh yeah, that's right. It was around the
Oh wow,
time.
that's ironic. In this order, I was focusing on completing my triumphant.
All right.
Yeah, that's weird.
Is funny.
Why did I order a lot of Popeye? Now that's weird.
I remember you ordered, yeah, you were trying to get a run of Popeye.
These are old Popeyes, though. These are Dell.
Oh, I didn't know you went back that far.
Yeah. Oh, this is fascinating. The one thing I like about my comic shop and DCBS is the fact that they have all my orders there and I can search. That's great. Because of like when I was trying to find Heroes Union, if I know like I knew where Made in Korea number 4 was, if I know where Made in Korea number 4 is, I know what
You
box I
could
can find
find.
it here, you know what I mean?
You have the strangest organization system.
Well, I don't do merges anymore. So I know them by time. And then if I know the order it came from, if I can't find that specific book, I can find the books around it and then be able to find it.
Yeah, I guess that's how I find stuff. Like if I'm looking for like a trade, if I know what order it was in, then I know like if I look for something in this area, like these other, if I can find one of these other titles, it's near there.
So which issues of Vantage do you have? You there?
I was muted. Yeah, I ordered a bunch of them.
No, but which ones do you have? Can you
Right
tell
now,
me?
I have number 7 and number 0.
Okay, number 0, number 7. I have those. Should we just do 0 if I can find it?
Sure, or grab number 7 if you can find it.
I'll just grab them all.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what I have. I must have lucked out and got quite a few of them. I have 0 through 4.
Let me see what I'm gonna be, let me see what I got.
I'm
Let me pull up
missing
my order.
5. I'm missing 10 through
Where's my order account?
14.
All right, what'd you say? Vantage. What do
I
you not
have
have?
1 through 0 through 4, 7 through 9, and then 15.
Okay.
I just wish I remembered how I found this.
I don't
It's
remember. You have to
driving
we'll
me
have to go back.
crazy.
You have to go back and listen to the episode
Why should I
where
have
you
to
talked
listen to my
about
old podcast?
to remember things. This is what is going to help us when we're old and we can't remember things. We'll be like,
Well,
we'll
we'll go back and
just
listen to our old episodes.
miss episodes. Remember that? I remember that. But Vantage, because that's cool stuff like top pick of the month, which in this issue, the top pick, I'll just give a hint of their top pick is Mr. Hero number one from Techno Comics.
Oh, that's another dead universe that I would like to finish at some point. I don't think I have any Mr. Hero.
But they have more Vantage. They have like about 10 Vantage
The
picks.
only one that I collected from Techno Comics was the Garth Ennis one, I think. The girl with, is her name Justice? What is that one called?
There was a justice.
The one with the blinders over her eyes. It had a cloth over her eyes. I don't know what it was called. Just seeing a bunch of more shit to order, though.
Yeah, this is
As I
good.
search for
Defiant shuts
justice.
down. Defiant terminated all employees and ceased publications of all comics on August 31st, 1994. The move is a shock to the industry.
I know what I can do. I can do Mr. Hero. Mr. Hero. Neil Gaiman is Mr. Hero. I don't have any of that. Gotta rectify that situation. Although I'm not the biggest Neil Gaiman fan.
And I can't remember if he wrote
Oh, but
that or if
he
he
did not
just
he did
came up
not
with the
write he did not
concept.
write it. It was James Vance, so that's good for me.
I think a lot of those books, like they were, the ideas were by big people, but then the execution was by other people.
But do you remember how big Techno was at one point? They came out real optimistic that they even had their own store in a mall.
Really?
Do you remember that photo? I wonder if you can Google
No.
it.
I
Techno
did not know
Comics
that.
store. Let's see if it comes up. I've seen this store.
Let's see if they
Techno
mention it here.
Comics
Must have been after the initial launch. Wow,
store.
they had a store? That's crazy.
Yeah, it was in a mall.
Was it just a comic book store? Or was it just
Images.
their comics?
It was just their comics.
What?
You've never seen this?
No.
It had really cool logo. If I find an image of it, I'll send it to you, but I might have saw it in Vantage Comics. I don't know where I found it. I just like,
Here.
this is pretty badass.
That's interesting. It says, rather than spend a half hour coming up with a concept and then moving on to the next Hollywood project, Vantage sources indicate that these stars will play an active role in the storytelling and promotion of Techno Comics.
Now I wanna let's Mr. Hero. I wanna go back to this because I can't remember what the Garth Ennis one was. It's driving me crazy. Oh, I spelled it wrong too. It's just everybody else on the web is spelling it wrong too. It's w instead of a CH, I gotta do a K. Maybe I'll find this image. Yes, I found it. Search for Techno spelled with a K, Techno Comics store image. It's insane. It's in a mall.
Comics store.
And
Oh,
then
there it
click on
is.
it. Yep. I'm not nuts. I do remember some things.
Technocom. Oh, that's cool. It has like a hand coming out right from through
Yes.
the top of the store. The logo. I want to go there. Where
Yeah, I
was this
want.
thing?
Let's take a trip to Techno Comics store. And I couldn't. It was inside the Mall of America. That's a big mall too.
Oh,
Well, it
I've been to
was
the
a
Mall of
mall.
America. I was in the Mall of America in the 90s, too.
And you didn't stop at the Techno Comics store?
I didn't see it. I didn't know there was one.
You know why it failed? Because there's only like two people in the store when they show
Yeah, they probably both work there. Now one guy's looking through stuff and the lady, she's grabbing her
Oh, I know why I
butts.
couldn't find it. It's not justice. It's called Lady Justice.
Oh, yeah, Lady Justice,
I
that's it.
couldn't. There were.
They have other comics in this store.
Yeah, and they have Batman Superman t-shirts. It's just
Yeah,
weird that
so I
it's
think it's
Techno
a comic
Comics.
book store,
If I could
yeah.
zoom in, I would be nice to see if that those that that circular checkout stand is just Techno Comics. I can't tell.
It's not. It has other comics on it. I see a DHP, Dark Horse, Superman.
Did
I
I
see some
tell you I'm
Superman,
buying a lot of
X-Men.
Dark Horse Presents? I'm buying the Sin City stuff.
Yeah, you did mention the Sin City
Yeah.
stuff. Dark Horse Presents. I have a lot of those. There's a lot of issues, though. Whew! Baby, it's a lot. In the hundreds. I'm missing a lot.
I'm gonna have to look for this stuff. That's a project for sure. Vantage. That should be here, not the storage unit. I know the aisle it's in, but that is a lot of drawer boxes to be pulling. That sounds like fun. That's a good project. So we're gonna have a couple
Yeah,
segments.
we're
The
gonna find some gold up
Vantage
there.
Comics and the Vantage Comics segment and then the retro segment.
How are we gonna do the retro segment? How do we
I'll
pick
just
which book?
pick one and you'll pick one and then
We pick a
we'll
random one or just one that we've read recently?
You can pick a rant, one that you read recently, and just say like why you bought this, where did you get it, if you remember,
Yeah, and if it
and
lived up to your expectations,
how
if
it
it's worth
fit
it
into
or not.
things. Did it inspire you? Like sometimes I'll read like one of those, and it'll send me down other rabbit holes. Like I'll see an advertisement for, wow, Eclipse published this? What is that? It's leads me down another rabbit hole. I did find at my comic store a hardcover Savage Dragon and a hardcover Shadowhawk, which was kind of neat. And I bought those, and those were like numbered editions from Graffiti Designs.
Yeah, I remember that Savage Dragon used to come out in trade and hardcover, or like the earlier ones, but I think he stopped at some point. I think I have a hardcover. I'm looking on my shelf now. Let's see if I have any hardcovers. I thought I had one. Well, maybe I don't.
So Shadowhawk
Oh,
wise,
yeah, I have
I
one
think
hardcover.
Shadowhawk wise, I am well. I think there's only one Savage Dragon hardcover.
No, there's a bunch. Because the one I have is, I know I did it for like maybe the first 10 or so trades. Because I have Revenge in hardcover. Man, it's an $80 price cover price.
They were expensive hardcovers back then.
No doubt.
Well, this one was like
That
four,
was
it was like four issues, and it was like almost $40.
Yeah.
I just didn't realize
Yeah.
there was so many hardcovers to do.
Hardcovers. Yeah, he did it for a while, but they stopped a long time ago. I didn't know there was a
Oh yeah, I see
Shadowhawk
it.
one, though.
Yeah, there's a Shadowhawk.
I've never seen that.
I might be complete on Shadowhawk. Like I might have completed everything.
Man, I was just going through some Shadowhawks filing the other day. I get so confused with those stupid series. So
That's
many
be
volumes.
yeah.
I get them mixed up. I have to look on my comic shop to look at the covers to figure out what volume it is. It's a shame.
I can't believe I forgot this Vantage magazine. That's so bad. Well, it's so bad because like my memory's getting so bad that like I was supposed to record with Kyle like 3 weeks ago. I think it was 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I had read everything. Like so I had read like Joker and I forget what the other one was called, Infinite Frontier. And I can't remember a lot of details. Like I can remember Joker's easier to remember because it's one ongoing series, but the Infinite Frontier, I only remember like the overall arc. Like I don't remember any details, so I have to thumb through it tonight because we're gonna record and see. And then I also read Sweet Tooth for the show, like 1 through 4. And now in my brain, I can't get the TV show separated from the
Oh, from the
comic.
comic.
Yeah.
They've merged.
Yeah. I just remember, like, it shocked the hell out of me to reread Sweet Tooth and find out that the father died in issue one. Like, it happened fast. And I didn't remember it happening that fast. So, yeah, I gotta refresh my memory on some of this stuff because I'm getting old. Sucks, man. I used to remember all this shit. I can't believe I came out with this Vantage thing and found it and don't remember it.
Don't even
But it's weird though, even looking at my comic shop. How did I even order it? Like, because they don't even have all the issues I ordered.
Right, they were probably actually, what do they have now? Because I'm sure some of the ones I ordered were probably the only copies they had.
But they have like, how did I get issue? Like, how did it jump from 1 to 7? How did this happen? And how do I have those issues if it didn't come from them? Like, I have 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. I skipped 5. I missed it. I have 6 through 9. Ooh, number 11 is Creed. That's a title I want to start buying. Do I have them all? I know I have some Creed.
Oh, Creed. I don't have, I don't know. I
That
might.
was Trent Kanuga or whatever his name was.
Yeah, I think I just have one issue of that. Two issues.
I want more Creed in my life. Gotta start seeking him out. Well, I have to get it now because he had a Lightning Comics version of it.
Do you have
And I have
Vantage
to.
Comics 14?
No, I have 15. Do you have
Oh,
14?
I don't know, but I'm looking at it's the Bad Girls.
Where are you finding the covers to these?
My comic shop.
They don't
Oh,
have a
no.
cover for it.
I see a cover for it.
It says no
Wonder
image available. Where are you looking?
for 14?
Yeah.
I see it. I see it.
Bullshit. How can you see it and I not see it? The only covers I see for Vantage are number 1, 11, and 11.
Oh, you're looking at, yeah, go back and look at just Vantage. Not Vantage cards and comic picks. They have a, that might be another volume. It's very confusing.
I look at Vantage and there's only 0 and 6.
Look at the, yeah, that's the first volume. Look at the second volume.
Oh. That's how I ordered it. Oh shit.
Quite confusing.
I gotta add these to my want list. I have 15. Why does it jump to 1,000? And then it's got 1995.
Let's
My
see.
database, it's even hard to track. It's just as hard. Vantage. It's got car comics and card picks and Vantage press release review.
It's very confusing. They changed their name back and forth, it looks like.
I just know that I need to finish this. And they have issue 1000, which is Chris Claremont. That's awesome. They have 1995 too, which is a Bad Girl hit.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about. Oh no, that's a different one. Bad girl.
Well,
Look, a
that's
bad girl.
awesome. It has Zealot on the cover. No, is that Zealot? I think it is. Marvel Malibu crossover in its secret location. Plus Dan Jurgens on Solar, hidden free gaming cards, 1995 market prediction, 1995 published. That's where I found this shit, is it was in business related stuff because this was a business. I found it in the Capital City shit, I think, because it was a magazine that wasn't supposed to be for us, for
Right.
consumers. It was a magazine that was published to the
Well,
shops.
it looks like it started out that way, but then it became like once they did their second run, second
Yeah.
volume, it looks like it was more for it was also for collectors. But when it started out, it was just it wasn't even like glossy cover or anything. It was just kind of like a almost like a fanzine.
That's why I need a teenager right now. I could just say, I give you a project and I'll give you an allowance. You go through all these boxes and you find me Vantage. You find me all the Vantage magazines.
What are you eating, Tic Tacs?
How did you know? You're like
The
good. You're like really good with sound. I had
sound.
last time I was doing a yogurt and you were like, you're eating a yogurt.
I secretly hacked your webcam, so.
You wouldn't do it because my virus protector would tell me you did. It would say, your camera's on. I'm disabling
I did like in Evil and turned off your light.
it. That's creepy how that guy hacks his computer and then he can see, it's almost like he can see it.
Yeah,
See
he sees
them
the,
looking at him.
yeah.
That's scary. All right, do we have any other things we need to talk about?
Don't think so.
All right. Well, I can go search for stuff and eat because I'm getting hungry already. Seems like I ate a long time ago. Seems like I eat like 3 hours before Barb, and then I'm hungry by the time she just ate. I have so many comics to inventory. That's what I should do.
Oh,
But
because of vacation.
yeah, and then I still have to read the latest Joker for tonight, and then spend at least half hour remembering what I read. All right. Well, you've been listening to Geek Brunch with Bill Bomer. He's at DBM00. And I'm at Mike Myers Brunch. And you can find us at geekbrunchpodcast.com. Also on Facebook at Geek Brunch Podcast. Click the like button, follow the episode threads there. And we're available on iTunes. We're available on Stitcher, I think. I don't even know what we're available on. I just know that Nick Wetmore pointed out to me that why are you available on Stitcher and then DC Noise isn't, and then DC Noise is available on this, but not Stitcher. So we're available on some
Say, I don't
stuff.
know.
And,
I think we're available on iHeartRadio.
are we really?
I think so. I think if you ask Alexa to play Geek Brunch Podcast, it will.
Alexa, can you play Geek Brunch Podcast?
picked up from Amazon Music, just so you know, while you're listening. You can ask me to fast forward or rewind by any amount of time, like 5 minutes. Now for your podcast. Here's episode 19, Geek Girl Brunch JXN.
Episode 19. That's not it.
That's not it. She must not have understood.
Alexa,
you.
Shut up. So that's not on. It's not on Alexa. So don't try Alexa.
I've done it before. Maybe just ask her to play Geek Brunch.
Alexa, play Geek Brunch.
I can't find the song Geek Brunch.
We are on Spotify.
Oh, do you have your? Are you attached to Spotify on your Alexa?
No. No, I swear it played through. Let me plug my Alexa in. I swear it played through iHeartRadio. I'll test mine. But we are on Spotify.
Okay.
For you Spotifyers. Anywhere you find fine podcasts.
On Apple. That's the only place I know that I put it. I think I did Spotify too. Or Derek did. I can't remember.
There. Apparently someone put it on Stitcher.
No, I think DC Noise is on Stitcher, but not Geek Brunch. Mm-mm-mm. All right. Well, and apparently we're on iHeartRadio, and I don't even know what iHeartRadio is. I thought iHeartRadio was like pop tunes. And
I got it to work. Alexa, play Geek Brunch podcast.
What episode are they playing?
360.
Oh.
Alexa, stop. It's available via Apple Pod.
Alexa, play Geek Brunch podcast.
Playing Geek Brunch from Apple Podcasts. Here's the latest episode, Geek Brunch 360, previews in the Red Room.
Nice.
There you go.
So fuck this shit. You just ask your series.
Just ask your device to play it.
Alexa, turn off. All right. I didn't know you could do that. I don't know how that's happening. That's scary.
So is Apple.
You think with the 8-track capabilities, they wouldn't be able to do that.
I know. It is amazing that a show recorded on 8-track, you can play on your smart device.
Yeah.
You could probably play it on your doorbell, your Ring doorbell. Just ask it to play it.
Hey, Ring, play Geek Brunch.
And you can just have it playing for anyone who comes to your door. That's what plays when you ring the doorbell.
Hey, Siri. Play Geek Brunch podcast.
On it.
She said on it. Just thinking.
Just thinking.
Still working.
Still working. Ooh. Now playing Geek Brunch on Apple Podcasts. You can always ask me to switch to a different app. Your choices will help me learn the ones you like. Sorry, there was a problem with Apple Podcasts.
Harsh.
Well, it was weird because it said I'm looking to retrieve it. Then I saw Martin and Nick come up.
What?
Nerdy Legion came up, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Weird.
I think it's because I was just listening to that on the walk.
Oh, okay. So it was just
showing. Yeah, Martin, they put out a brand new one, and Martin was talking about how he is working for his new company and he changed the carpeting. and they were pissed off at him at first because of the colors he chose. And then he bought it and he said, "Well, fuck it. I have this carpet. They're not gonna let me put it where I wanna put it. I'll just put it in my office." So he put the carpeting in his office, and I guess they liked it so much that now it's they ordered more.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. Plus he's into those Bitcoin things, like the NFTs and all that weird shit. And he's one of
Yeah.
those guys that, like, technically, like, he gets sidetracked during things and then he goes all the way in. Like he'll say, "Oh, I need to figure this out. Like, how does this work?"
Yeah, he deep dives into
Yeah, he deep
stuff.
dives and then becomes obsessed with it. He would make a great engineer. Like, I was like, how the hell is this guy an English major when he, like, his whole mind works like an engineer's mind?
Yeah, why did he never follow that?
Yeah. Just by listening to him, I'm like, he's a better engineer than me, because I'll play in my playground, but he plays in all playgrounds, like if he wants to figure out how something works.
Right. Yeah, he doesn't limit himself.
Yep. All right, well, we gave our information and we'll talk in 2 weeks, and it might be a previews episode. I don't know. But you'll have to send me what you read and
Might
what I
be.
should get out of the storage unit.
Right, I will do that.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Right, bye.